High school football is on the air. Havenfootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 1-0 Strathaven Panthers and the 1-0 Marple Newtown Tigers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Good evening. This is Mike Mayer. I am reporting from my home. I'm watching the game on the screen, and Brian Carroll is at the booth. We're going to transfer over to their broadcast, which they have just begun. They're in the midst of their highlight films. And once their highlight film is over, we will take a look. We'll try to take a look at where they're at with enjoying their current broadcast. That's what you're going to be hearing all night tonight is Marple Newtown's Tiger Radio broadcast. Brian Carroll will be broadcasting, doing the play-by-play during the offensive period for the Panthers. And Dave DePacqua will be handling it for the Tiger Radio. Here we go as we join the broadcast.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Marple Newtown Tigers on MarpleNewtownFootball.com.
Harvey Stadium on the campus of Marple Newtown High School. Marple Newtown taking on Strathaven in the home opener. Heavyweight matchup has playoff crown Central League complications. We'll dive into that in a little bit. It is senior night for the Tigers. They're announcing if you're watching through the feed. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside HavenFootball.net. Brian Carroll, he will be providing play-by-play for the Strathaven tonight. Welcome to the Tigers Radio Network, Brian.
Hey, thrilled to be here. We for those of you who are just trying to catch on literally week to week on what the plans are tonight, and look, we'll backtrack a little bit here. This is not the first time that we at Marple at HavenFootball.net has worked with Marple Newtown Football and the Tiger Radio broadcast. We've worked together for years at the Hero Bowl and, bounce ideas off one another all the time. So it's great to just be in the same, well, I shouldn't say booth. We are out in front of the booth in the
stands, elements.
In the elements, but it's just a great to be here and try to bring it tonight. The plan tonight, if you are listening from home, if you are sitting in front of a screen, then great. You can watch and we'll try to talk through it. But if it seems like we are over-talking it a bit and explaining in great detail or greater detail because it's right there in front of your eyes, we are also trying to accommodate those who might just be listening for the audio. So we've got plenty of feedback over the years to say, hey, this is great background noise when I'm doing something else in the house. So we will call this like a radio game. But those of you watching a video in front of you, then all the better. And we will apologize in advance if we're stating the obvious. But as Dave said, you know, that we're looking forward to a great game here tonight. You know, over the last several years, Marple rattled off 5 straight wins in this series from 2013 to 2017. Strathaven's gotten the best of them the last 2 years. But Marple Newtown this year with a very heavily senior-laden lineup on both sides of the ball, it should be a good test for both teams.
That's a playing in the national anthem. We'll step aside. You're listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tigers Radio Network.
If you suffer from back...
probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You're listening to the Tigers Radio Network on MarpleNewtownFootball.com.
Welcome back. They did the coin toss already. Marple Newtown won the toss, elected to defer. We'll see the Strathaven Panthers offense first in this one. With that said, are you thinking of buying or selling your home? If that's the case, call Marple Newtown real estate expert Karen Garbett and Maggie with Garbett Hansen Real Estate Team. Karen and Maggie have over 55 star reviews on Zillow. They support Marple Newtown High School football and go the extra mile for you. In fact, a $500 donation will be made by them to the football team in your name for anyone who calls Karen or Maggie and has their home bought or sold with them that goes to settlement. Want a good return on investment? Be sure to give Karen and Maggie a call at 610-331-4546. Brian, I said playoff complications. It's really the Central League crown that potentially could be on the line already.
Well, it's with a shortened season, and again, five regular season games, and then Thanksgiving weekend, either that Friday or Saturday, the top 5A team facing the top 6A team, and then second place and third place, and right on down the line just with that crossover game. You know, both teams looked fantastic last week, and really maybe between these two teams and Springfield right now after week one seem to be, you know, maybe a little more talented, a little more polished, certainly in Marple Newtown's case, more experienced than even Strathaven tonight. But, you know, you never can tell week to week. And with a short season, you know, preparation obviously very different over the spring and summer than it usually is. We're looking forward to a good one here. And Strathaven, with getting the football first, ran for over 400 yards last week against what we thought was a pretty solid Radnor team. Tonight, I think they'll have to mix it up a little bit, given the size and experience on that defensive side of the ball for the Tigers.
For those who don't know, Strathaven put up 400 rushing yards in a 50 spot on Radnor last week. Marple Newtown rolled over Harrodin. This way, it's 1-0 versus 1-0 in this condensed season. Marple Newtown, you said, has experience, and they do. Joey Paoletti had a touchdown pass to junior Eric McKee. Charlie Box did his thing, just carried on over from the sophomore season. He had over a century mark and two touchdowns. And the Thunder, to compliment him, Brian Jocelyn pounded him too as well.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. You know, a lot of these guys from Marple are two-year starters and a few three-year starters. I remember watching Jocelyn there trying to find a spot for him in the offense. I mean, he's talented enough to play quarterback.
Exactly.
And now, you know, a really good complimentary piece to Box, who's been the featured guy now for a second season. But again, he's a guy who can do a little bit of everything, running it, catching it, throwing it if they have to. Again, they have Paoletti back there who's slinging it around pretty well on his own. So the Panthers will have their hands full on defense. They're giving up some size up front. You know, the middle of that defense, slowing down Charlie Box. They did a great job last year, frankly.
They shut out Marple Newtown.
Marple didn't score last year, and Strathaven won 10-0, even in spite of three turnovers. But really, you know, the size up front here for Marple, if they're patient and they stick with the running game, I think they, you know, will keep this Panther defense on its heels and certainly test them.
You're talking about the size, and Marple Newtown does. Tackle Ryan Lane committed Division One to go to Sacred Heart. The other tackle from Marple Newtown, Johnny Ebert, hasn't decided where he is, but he will play collegiately. He had two sacks last week against Harrodin. He's getting several views as we are going to have Friday Night Lights action coming out for you. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Brian Carroll and the rest of the Tigers Radio Network crew. Thank you for listening and on HavenFootball.net.
Absolutely.
Kicking off from Marple Newtown's going to be their senior kicker. That's going to be Jimmy O'Brien. And you talked about experience. He knocked a 37 in scrimmage, and he also had a 42-yard field goal, so that's old reliable.
You know, they grow kickers on trees out here. It's every year we just come out here and watch Marple's kickers just, you know, booting it all over the field. You know, Strathaven's kicking game, we got spoiled with a four-year starter, Emmett Young, who's since graduated. But Charlie Shankweiler did a nice job in the kicking game. Panthers hoping that he's kicking off several times tonight like he did last week. But in the meantime, they're ready to for a return here. Matt Schuler stands at the five-yard line, flanked by Hunter Mazur to his left and Jairus Adams to his right. So O'Brien has it teed at the 40-yard line, and week two of Central League action, ready to rock and roll here on what's turned out to be a beautiful night. We've had 2 days of just downpours. This is
that's what I was afraid of. I thought we were going to have another downpour.
All right, O'Brien, halfway between the hash marks, has it teed. Checks to his left, checks to his right, and we are ready to go here at Harry Harvey. Low line drive. It's going to squib its way down towards Adams. He picks it up at the 15-yard line, looking for room up the hash mark, steps to his left, carries across the 25, and is tripped up at the 28-yard line. The Panther offense, led by Jack Ryder at quarterback, Christian Mazur and Jarris Adams, see time at fullback, Matt Schuler and Chase Barlow, the halfbacks. Aiden Prochniak and Pete Blackburn, the two tight ends. They'll use Chris Willett at wide receiver when they use one. The line, center, Jack Beck, Nick Filios, Ethan Berard, Ben Farabaugh, and Jake Millett. First and 10 for the Panthers. They're moving right to left in their road whites here. Silver helmets, black pants. Jack Ryder under center with two tight ends and a wing T behind him. And pre-snap, we've got a whistle.
That's and fast.
Let's see. There's we need the down marker. Okay, some help over on the sideline. The chains are set. The down marker now in play as Strathaven ready to start at their 28-yard line. So if you're joining us late, I'll be doing play-by-play when Strathaven has the football, mm-hmm. and we'll kick it over to Dave when Marple has their turn, and we'll just go back and forth and have some fun with this tonight. All right, Panthers have two tight ends, Blackburn to the left, Prochniak to the right. In the backfield, Jarris Adams is your fullback. Now they shift. Schuler in the backfield as well, and a give inside. This is Jarris Adams off the right tackle, steps away from one man. Now, sorry, that was Schuler. Quick hit, quick leap over the 35-yard line, and they stop him at the 37. Nice work there by the Panthers, picking up 9 on first down.
Marble Newtown starters, that C.J. Lane on the tackle. He's their leading tackler on the season. Safeties, Charlie Box. Outside linebacker, Michael Schumacher. Number 24, Brian Jocelyn, the defensive back, John Capello, also in the secondary. C.J. Lane, Michael John, the outside linebackers. Up front, Ebert, Goodman, Lane, Bosch, and McKee on the outside.
Second down and one. Chase Barlow, wing to the right. Adams and Schuler in the backfield. Here's Jarris Adams for the first time. Straight up the middle. Didn't get much. Didn't need much for a first down, but he's close. We'll see. Middle of that line collapsed quickly there. Nice work there by number 86 on the stop there.
Damian Bosch.
Damian Bosch. And they'll, let's see. They're going to move the, yep, they're moving the chains on the far sideline. And Jarris Adams, fresh off 148 yards and a touchdown a week ago, picks up 1 and a fresh set of downs here for the Panthers. From their 38-yard line, first and 10. Two tight ends, 10 men in the box. They give to Adams one more time. Bounces inside, outside, then inside. Crosses the 40, then is driven backwards. Forward progress could give him maybe the 42 for a gain of 4. And second down upcoming. Dave?
Handoff goes to the outside. Good job by Marple Newtown's defensive line. We talked about it earlier. Their size is going to be a factor, especially a Bosch on the outside. You got to credit Ebert and Lane up front on the previous play. Almost had him stop for third down and short.
Second down and a long 6 here. The Panthers keeping the clock moving. 10:08, 10:07, and counting to play here in the opening drive of the ball game. Two tight ends once again. Double wing this time. Ryder under center. Motion man to Schuler. It's Adams off right tackle. He's going to be tripped up after a short gain, maybe the 44-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about 5. Whistle on the play here, and let's see what's the...
Lane's helmet came question. Off. He's going to have to check out. The leading tackler from Marple Newtown's already made 2 plays this evening, coming up for a third down. And big play because it's still in Strathaven territory.
We've seen the Panthers over the years use all 4 downs. Now, whether they would do that near midfield here this early, I don't know. Last week, Panthers did not punt. They had 7 possessions, 7 times took it to the end zone. The game-ending clock is the only thing that stopped them. Here, Marple looking for a stop, 8 men in the box, 2 tight ends again, and it's Schuler off the right side, steps away from one man, speed to the outside, dives near first down yardage. He'll be very close out at the 49. Somebody undercut him over on that far sideline, but it's enough to move the chains and another Panther first down.
Big play by him. He's trying to bounce it to the outside, and he does get initial contact, but good job by him to lean forward and move those sticks. Regardless, he would have been down. You got to think they would have went for it. It was only about 4th and 1, 4th and 2. Big play keeps the clock ticking as we're at 9 minutes here early on. 2 first downs for the Panthers.
Michael John checks out at linebacker here for the Tigers. 2 tight end set. Motion man is Chase Barlow from right to left. On first down, gives to Schuler. Straight ahead across the midfield stripe and tumbles down to the 48-yard line. A gain of 4 more. And this is Kevin Clancy kind of football, isn't it? With just ground and pound. keep the other offense off the field, and it's working well so far for Strathaven through the first seven snaps.
You got that right, as Bosch was able to make his second tackle early on. So we've seen two tackles by Lane, two tackles by Bosch. But more importantly, you need to get them off the field.
Clock ticks, 8:29, 8:28 and counting here to the opening quarter. Strathaven on the Marple side of midfield. Second and six from the 48. On the sweep to the right side, it's Jairus Adams. Steps away from one man, two man, and then runs right into big number 10. That's Small.
Mm-hmm.
Seems strange for me to say big number 10, and his name is Small. But
oh, nice, the irony.
Nice tackle right there. Forward progress will give him the 47, brings up another third down and five.
Checking into the game, Matt Cantwell. It'll be defensive end as Bosch checks out. Big third down and five in Marple Newtown. Torrey, this is that no man's land, Brian, where especially, you know what, they're going to go for it, try and get some chunk yards.
If you can come up with positive yardage here. Christian Mazur, I keep calling him his brother's name. Christian Mazur in at fullback, Adams out of the game. Wing to the left is Matt Schuler. On third down and five, Ryder under center. Turns, gives to Mazur off right side, and he's got some running room, and then it's stood up very quickly. Again, it's going to be very close here to a first down. I think that will move the chains again. He got the 41, then driven backwards. Good open field tackle as Mazur, when he gets going, not too many guys in the Central League will slow him down in just a straight foot race. But good job converging by the defense.
The game for progress, the game the first down. Ebert came up and made a play, but not enough. As we've seen now, another, they're starting to piece it together. This is exactly what Coach Clancy wants to do. He wants to control the clock, keep Paoletti and Boggs on the sideline. First down and 10, now in Marple Newtown territory at the 41.
From the right hash, Ryder under center. Two tight ends, 10 men in the box. Play fake, Ryder back looking, has a man wide open. It's Blackburn, and he overshoots him at the 20-yard line. Oh, good fake inside on first and 10, but they just miss in the passing game, second down.
And that's your no man's land I'm talking about, taking a chunk play and going for it. He had his man wide open, Blackburn unable to connect, 0 for 1. You see, they come back to that later in the game, especially how well the running game has been for them.
Those two clicked a week ago in the second half on a similar play. As again, 10 men in the box, but Marple just daring them to throw it. And, well, we'll see. But again, if Coach Clancy's thinking, hey, I have three more downs from here. Mm-hmm. Hey, 3-4 yards at a time. That's what they've managed so far. So Marple defense again with an 8-man front this time. Two tight ends again. Quick hitter, it's Mazur, who's tripped up nicely. Little guard trap here at the 40-yard line and down to the, give him the 39 for a gain of just two, third down and eight.
Just bounced off big number 77, Ryan Lane. He plays both ways, plays defensive tackle and offensive tackle. Third down and long. That's what the Marple Newtown defense wants to put these Panthers in, especially on that incomplete pass, backs them up. Now, third down and long for the Panthers.
6 minutes, 20 seconds and counting to play here. About halfway through the first quarter, we're scoreless. Eight-man front again for Marple Newtown. On third down and eight, gives Schuler off the right side. He cuts back to his left, pushes his way to the 35, and it'll still be well short of the first down. It'll bring up fourth down and maybe four. Another helmet popped off here for, that's Lane again. He's going to need to borrow something or
get a new helmet,
some duct tape or something. You don't want your leading tackler off the field here on fourth and four. But Panthers trying to keep things moving with 5:55 to play here in the opening quarter.
Small was able to make initial contact. Lane cleaned it up. Fourth down and 4 yards to go. They're going to go for it. You're on this side of the field.
Play 12 of the drive upcoming here from the 35-yard line. Big play for both teams here. 10 men in the box, all 11 in the box. Ryder turns, gives on the sweep. Rots the running room for Barlow. Turns the corner, first down and more. 30, cuts inside and tumbles down to the 25-yard line. Chase Barlow on the sweep for a bunch. And it brings up first and 10 for the Panthers and keeps things moving. First carry of the night for Barlow, goes for 10.
Marple Newtown saying their outside linebacker got held as he tried to bounce it to the outside. No flag. Oh, well. Strathaven now goes to the 25 as they approach that red zone. That is going to be the Garbett Hansen Real Estate Team red zone.
From the 25, Chris Ouellette checks into the game at split end for the first time. Mazur is your fullback. Schuler in motion. Give is to Mazur right up the gut. He's spread, still on his feet. Stumbles his way across the 15 down to the 13-yard line. And Christian Mazur rips off another 12 and another first down.
Lane and Box able to piece it together, but Strathaven going right down the field. Marple Newtown won the toss, elected to defer to the second half. Now, Marple Newtown struggling as they're approaching that end zone, and almost all of the time is off in the first quarter already.
Play 14 of the drive upcoming. Mazur and Barlow in the backfield. Wing left is Matt Schuler. Two tight ends again. Ryder to Mazur one more time. Straight ahead, not much doing this time. Excellent job getting off his block right in the middle of things. Who is that? Stand up, young man.
I'm waiting for him to turn around.
Yep, 71-4 in there. There you go. Nice job. Nice job there by Joey Goodman on the stop. Gain of just a yard for Mazur. Second down and 9 upcoming.
Goodman, Cantwell, they have experience up front. We'll see what Marple Newtown likes to do. Maybe bring some pressure on the outside, try and change things up. You've seen the guard trap, now seeing the sweep. Yeah, I think they might go back to that pass. There still is room. Second down and 9, 4 minutes to go here in the first.
Chris Ouellette in at tight end now to the right. On his hip is Barlow. Now he shifts to the backfield. Wing left is Schuler. On second and 9, play fake. Rolling to his right is Ryder. Firing to the right flat. It is picked off the shoe tops. Great catch by Mazur. And he's inside the 5. Banged out at the 2-yard line. It'll be first and goal. Ryder to Mazur for the first time this year. And that's a heck of a catch.
That's a shoestring catch, Brian. As we're lucky to have instant replay here, because I don't know if he caught that one. Regardless, first down and goal coming up for the Panthers.
4 cracks at it from the 2. 3:36, 3:35 and counting here in the opening quarter. The Panthers putting things together here in the early going. First catch of the year from Mazur. Ryder 2 for 4 last week, 1 for 2 so far tonight. He's under center again. First down, gave it to Schuler. Looking for room off that right side. He sheds 1 tackle, 2 tackles, lunges forward. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. We'll see where they spot it over on that far sideline. We'll see. He reached that ball out near the goal line. That always makes me nervous on first down to do that. I get it on 4th and goal.
He wants that end zone.
Give him the 1-yard line, so 2nd and goal from the 1. We're inside of 3 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. We're scoreless, and Strathaven now play 16 or 17 of the drive upcoming. Mazur, Adams, and Schuler with 4 carries apiece. Actually, Schuler with 5 now. Barlow with 1 and a couple of passes in between. Here we go. Ryder under center. On 2nd and goal, it's Mazur off left tackle, pushing the pile and stood up nicely. He's going to be stopped short. Excellent job there. 3 orange jerseys there on the stop. C.J. Lane helping to finish it off.
The big guy's up front. Previous play, Charlie Box flew from a safety position. The stop, Schuler getting into the end zone. Big 3rd down. They got 2 cracks at the end zone.
Wouldn't shock me to see quarterback sneak here. Of course, you're dealing with a lot of beef in the middle there.
You're looking at 280 Lane. Right, yeah. In front of, right, and looking right at you.
Yep. So we'll see. All right. Mazur is your fullback. Schuler is a halfback. Ryder under center. 3rd and goal. It's Ryder diving his way into the end zone. Strathaven touchdown with 1:58 to play here in the opening quarter. And there's finally your signal. Clock's still ticking.
There you go. There's the signal.
There it is. All right,
he hesitated.
He'll stop. Another 5-6 seconds ran off the clock here. But Strathaven with a 10-minute, 8-second drive to start the game that finishes in the end zone. Jack Ryder's 1-yard sneak with the finishing touch, his 2nd touchdown in as many weeks on that play, and Charlie Shankweiler on for the extra point. Shankweiler had 1 block last week, was perfect otherwise. Jack Ryder to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away, plenty long enough, and right down the middle. Heck of a start here for the Panthers. Marple's going to get their crack at it when we come back. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment on the Tiger Radio Network and www.havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your 2nd biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Play drive for the Panthers, capped off with a quarterback sneak. Brian knew the play already as he plunged into the end zone, as there's only a minute 52 remaining here in the first. 7-0 Panthers.
Well, again, you can't draw it up any better for Strathaven. 6 different ball carriers and then 1 pass mixed in there to keep the defense honest. But now you're looking at what we expect to be a pretty solid Marple offense getting the ball as well. Shankweiler to kick it away.
It's a high returnable kick. Here goes Charlie Bucks. Now it's going to be Jocelyn on the near side. Breaks one. He's able to high step, go past the 30. Marple Newtown's offense will come out on the 32-yard line. A minute 48 here in the first, trailing by seven.
Strathaven defense tonight includes Christian Mazur, Nate Perlman, Nick Filios, and Aiden Prochniak up front. Your inside backers, the sophomore Anthony Crawford and Greg Belleville. Outside backers, Jarris Adams and Matt Schuler. Alex Hemingway and Chase Nangle on the corners. Chase Barlow in center field at free safety.
Thank you, Brian. Marple Newtown's offense will be up next. First down and 10 for Paoletti and the Tigers from the 32-yard line. Empty backfield. Now Box comes on his right hip. Read option, rolls to his left. Looking to go deep down the field. It's going to be caught along the far sideline by Small. He's near the first down marker. They're going to give him 9, make it 8. Ball spotted on the 40 is Paoletti's the quarterback for the Tigers. Tailback number 2, Charlie Box. On the outside, you have Eric McKee. Tight end, Steve DeCecco. Joey Small just made that reception on the outside. Tailback, utility man, Brian Jocelyn. Tonight, the big fellas up front. Chris, Michael, John, Ebert, Armento, the center. Goodman and Ryan Lane. 8-yard reception for Small. Second down and 2.
Panther defense, again, biting inside on the play fake and not unusual. I think both defenses will need to get their sea legs a little bit and see what the other offense has to offer. And, you know, shotgun spread here to start. And now 4 wide, but under center goes Paoletti.
Behind him is Box. 4 wide receivers for Paoletti. They have Lane motioning to the left side. Here goes Charlie Box. He breaks free. He's down the sideline. Makes one man miss. The second man miss. This is Charlie Box. He was over a century mark last week. And 2 plays. Marple Newtown's offense is in business.
27 yards for Box down to the 33-yard line of Strathaven here. 55 seconds and counting. And, again, big hole that time. He had a pulling guard and lots of running room off that left side.
And that's what you want from Marple Newtown. He set up the pass to set up the run. Sometimes teams do the opposite, the run to set up the pass that we saw Strathaven did earlier. This time, Marple Newtown, first down and 10 from the 33-yard line. Paoletti has trips on the near side. This is exactly where McKee got his touchdown last week. Read option. It's going to be a handoff to Box on the near side. He's able to weave his way past the 30. They're going to mark him down there for a gain of 3. 20 seconds remain to see if they want to run one more play or not.
We'll see. 17 seconds, 16 seconds. They're hustling the play in, but I don't know if they're going to get this snap off there. But nice work there by Nate Perlman getting off his block and slowing things down. And I think we're switching sides of the field here as the clock's at 3 seconds and everybody's still in the huddle.
2-1. That will do it for the first quarter. That might be the quickest first quarter we have ever had. 18-play drive results in a 7-0 lead, but Marple Newtown's threatening. 7-0 Panthers, you are listening to Marple Newtown Football and Strathaven Panthers, football.net. Thank you, and we'll be back for the second quarter.
Keep your head in.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Come. Welcome back. 18-play drive results in a 7-0 lead for the Panthers. Marple Newtown has had 4 plays. They're already on the Panther 30.
Well, hey, if they can answer here, that would go a long way to warm up this senior night crowd that we're standing amongst here on the home sideline. Marple's band over on the far sideline in the visiting bleachers, socially distanced, all spread out and making the best of the situation here in football in 2020. Just has a little different feel to it, but hey, the kids are on the field. Regardless of the scoreboard at the end of the night, we're thrilled to be here and enjoying every bit of it. So Marple knocking on the door here at the 30-yard line.
See what the Tigers decide to do. This time, you know what? Empty backfield. See if they motion Box back. 5 wide receivers for Paoletti, the senior quarterback on senior night. Box goes in motion. They fake it to him. He's looking deep down the field. Now he's going to roll, and he's got daylight in front of him. makes one man miss as he scoots out of bounds. He pointed his finger trying to get the defender to go one way. Smart veteran move, picks up the first down.
Caught the Panthers, in a backpedal there. And again, excellent protection up front. Again, Panthers lost containment on that right side. And Paoletti, to his credit, saw it coming and picks up 11 and moves the sticks here.
7-yard gain for Paoletti as we approach the Garbett and Hampson Real Estate Team red zone. First down and 10 for the Tigers. Paoletti under center. The up back is DeCecco. They're going to hand it the box. It makes one man miss, but a slew of Panthers waiting for him.
Filios and Greg Belleville crashing through the through as a linebacker there. Nice work there by the front four. And Panthers say, if you can get a stop for no gain on first down, and likely four down territory here, but again, heck of a kicker. But Marble looking for a whole lot more than that right now.
Trying to get their defense a break.
Yeah, right. 18 plays in that opening drive for Strathaven. And again, taking their time, bringing the plays in. And, you know, to your point, Dave, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Keep the offense on the field.
Two wide receivers to the far side. Donofrio, the lone wide receiver on the near side. It's going to be a handoff to the power back. This time it's Brian Jocelyn. He's the Thunder to complement Box. He's the bigger back to try and break things down. He's able to get to the 20, gain of 3.
It's third down and 7 here. And, again, likely four down territory. So the Panthers, again, giving up size up front. But, you know, if you play gap control, if you use your linebackers well, and the Panthers had obviously some success last year defensively holding this team to zero. But, again, lost some talent to graduation, definitely lost some size. But so far so good here for the Panthers. But Marple in the neighborhood now at the 19-yard line.
They tack an additional yard on. Third down, 6 from the 19-yard line. Trips formation on the far side for Paoletti. It's a quick snap. He's going to roll to his right, looking. He's going to throw along the Marple Newtown sideline. The Haven sideline. Incomplete. They're going to say he was out of bounds. Diving effort, no good, but they're going to kick the field goal, Brian.
Yeah. Terrific effort and nice work thrown on the run by Paoletti, but tiptoeing on that far sideline inside the 10. Could not get the feet down. Greg Belleville coming on the blitz that time, and there was nobody in center field there for the Panthers. Empty coverage there in the middle of the field, and they're going to give it a go here. This will be quite a boot on a suddenly very cold night. It's getting cooler as we sit here. So you're looking at a 36-yard field goal coming here for O'Brien.
The intended was for Schumacher. 36-yard attempt, clean snap, kick is up for O'Brien. The kick is good. Field goal good for 36 yards out. Make it 3-for-3 for O'Brien. 7-3 in favor of Strathaven. 10:07 here left in the second. You're listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tigers Radio Network.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Get the touchdown. Marple Newtown stalls. They kick a 36-yard field goal. The Eagles should take a page out of that book.
Yeah.
7-3 is where we're at here in the second.
So not a perfect answer for the Tigers, but a good answer nonetheless. It's nice to see from the Marple's perspective. You go down, you get punched in the mouth through the whole first quarter, but to come out with points there and trust your kicker on a cold night, that kick, by the way, would have been good from another probably 45 or more.
I'll tell you, last week we saw him warming up. He was making them from 49.
Yeah.
Many college guys, let alone NFL guys, can make those field goals.
No kidding. So O'Brien has a tee here halfway through the between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Strathaven left to right here in the second quarter, waiting to receive. It's Schuler, flanked by Mazur and Adams, just inside their 10. O'Brien gets all of this one. High end-over-end kick is going to come down to Schuler at the 7-yard line. Looking for room up the right hash mark. Straight ahead speed. Spins his way across the 30-yard line and now carrying tacklers out to the 35, 36-yard line. Good work there by Schuler. And Panthers with solid field position to start their second possession of the half.
It's going to be good field position. Schuler's got some speed. When he picks up acceleration, that is when he is dangerous. He has that spin move to complement it. First down and 10. Ball's going to be spotted on the 36-yard line. For this Tigers defense, a lot of these guys play both ways, so you're seeing a lot of action quickly.
And certainly, again, especially up front, for all the size and experience they have up front, you're right, Dave. They have a number of two-way starters. Panthers do have a number of two-way guys on the line. Here we go, first and 10. Ryder, give is to Jarris. I'm sorry, on the sweep, this is Barlow, rather. They fake me out on that sweep one more time. They do it to me every year, sometimes every week. And in this case, good fake inside to Adams. Barlow off the left side to the 41-yard line for a gain of 5. That's the play they ran for that big 4th and 5 play on the opening drive. And better job that time by Marple getting him covered or getting people to the ball.
It's partially why I like the Marple Newtown's new offense, right? Yeah. I get to see who's gotten the ball, as Michael John and Ebert were able to clean him up, but not before a gain of 5. So they're being effective on the edges.
Second down and 5 from the 41. Motion man is Schuler. Give inside is to Jarris Adams. Dances to his left. Spins away from a man. Midfield and more. Lowers the shoulder and then carrying people down to the 44-yard line. That is Jarris Adams ripping off a bundle and another Panther first down.
And it's not just one tailback. They're complementing each other, bouncing it to the outside that sets up that guard trap. This time they come back, and Adams was able to weave his way past Marple Newtown defenders and get in the Marple Newtown territory already here, under a minute, 9 minutes to go here in the second already.
Mazur, Adams, and Schuler with 5 carries apiece. You mix in a couple for Barlow, and hard to key on one guy. Motion man is Schuler, back to pass on first down. With a man out there is Willette on the deep ball, incomplete. Very well covered, and then a flag comes in late.
I'm sorry, that's a terrible call. That's pass interference.
Much to the dismay of the home crowd especially. It looked like there was equal hand fighting, and again, overthrown, but I think we're getting pass interference here. Now,
holding.
Is the defensive holding is the call? Okay.
All right.
You know, that's the Panthers catch a break there.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough call. Now, can you say you shouldn't have any contact at all beyond 5 yards? Yes. Does it happen on nearly every play on both teams in every high school game you'll see? Mm-hmm. Probably.
And so Box had a pick last week, and he's one of the ball hawks he had multiple last season.
First and 10 from the 34. Ryder, give off the left side. This is Barlow into the secondary and explodes his way down inside the 25 or to the 25-yard line. 9 more for Chase Barlow, the 2-time state medalist in wrestling, but doing his part on the football field. 3 carries for 24 yards in the early going, giving the Panthers a spark at the halfback spot. Second down and inches from the 25.
Goodman was able to make that play, and you know what? Stick with it. Don't go in the air.
No. 8:15 and counting to play here before halftime. Second and inches off the left side. Adams, lots of running room, plows through one man inside the 15. And sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. And Adams, the windshield that time, across the 15-yard line, give him 11 more and another Panther first down.
Marple Newtown's defensive line is getting pushed around. He was not touched until he was at that second level. You had that first level of the defensive line, that's where initial contact is, but he's already 3-4 yards down the field and gaining speed. That's the last thing you want to see when you're in the secondary.
From the 14, the Panthers at the left hash mark, first down and 10. Barlow in the backfield alongside of Jarris Adams. Wing to the left is Schuler. They give it to Schuler. Sweep to this right side with speed. Inside the 10, sheds a tackle, still on his feet, steps out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. And here's they're going to put it down at the 7. So gain of 7 for Schuler, and it brings out second down upcoming.
And Schuler fights for every yard. He's that type of back, as you don't know when he's going to spin that. He's going to stop at the edge and then cut it back into the end zone. It's going to be first down and...
Second and short. Yep.
They can still get a first down, though.
Yeah, second down and about 3 as the Panthers break the huddle. Jack Beck over the ball at center. Wing T behind Ryder, 2 tight ends in front of him. On 2nd and 3. Off the left side, this is Hunter Christian Mazur, who falls forward near the 5 or 6. I think they'll put it just outside the 5. Bring up 3rd down and 1.5 yards.
Now, if you're Marple Newtown, you need 2 big stops, because now it's decision time. You stop them here on 3rd down and short, Do you kick the – it's basically an extra point in where you're at right now. But the way you're running the football, we saw a sneak last time to get into the end zone. We'll see if they decide to go back to Shuler on that outside edge.
Mm-hmm. Third down and about a yard and a half from just outside the five. Blackburn tight end to the left. Aiden Prochniak to the right. On the sneak, it is Ryder off the left guard with a nice push from behind by Mazur. They drive him forward. He's going to be very close. They're going to spot it inside the five and stop the clock. Or does this deserve a measurement? Nope. First and goal to go. Give him three on the quarterback sneak, and the Panthers now with four cracks at it from about the three-yard line in business again, leading 7-3 with a just over 6 minutes to play here in the first half.
We'll see if they have options. We've seen Ryder quarterback sneak. You got Shuler on the outside. See if they go back with another counterplay. You have a variety of options, especially the way your offensive line is playing right now.
Four plays to get 3 yards. The fullback is Adams. He has it off the left side. He's tripped up quickly that time. Maybe a yard. Maybe a yard, but shooting in nicely from the secondary. Was that Box again?
I believe that was Box that shot up from the secondary.
Yep.
See, he's wobbled. Yep. Okay. Then you also have Lane. Depends. He was initially hit, so that's helping these linebackers get to that level. If you're able to shed your blocker, especially in the step system, and get into that lane, you're able to allow the running back to try and make a side-to-side motion, whereas they want to run straight north and south.
Adams picks up a yard on his seventh carry of the night. He has 34 yards for the Panthers. He's the fullback again, second and goal from the two. Ryder under center. Turns. It's Adams one more time off the right side this time and into the end zone. His second touchdown of the season has put the Panthers up 13-3, extra point pending. Jarris Adams pounds it in off the right side.
Now, Brian, going back to Radnor, they were 7-for-7. They never punted. So far tonight, 2-for-2. They haven't punted at all. Two scores.
Well, if you're a Panther fan, you're knocking on wood right now that Shankweiler continues to come on for extra points and not punts. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. Shankweiler, 2-for-2 tonight. Panthers, 2-for-2 on the possessions and scoring drives. 14-3, Strathaven, 5:07 to play before halftime. Be back in just a moment on the Tiger Radio Network and HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to high school football right here at HavenFootball.net.
4 yards with the scoring drive, exactly 5 minutes off the game clock, 14-3 Panthers here at Harry Harvey Field, and Marple looking to get the football back for just the second time tonight. And Dave, again, this might just be a matter of who gets the ball last, the way these offenses are clicking.
And that's the way I was going to go with it, Brian, because Marple Newtown deferred to start the game. Haven goes right down the field, but Marple Newtown can double up.
Right.
They have a four-man offense that they practice every day. You're able to get into the end zone, makes it 14-10. Then you get the ball back. You can double up again, take the lead at 17. But it's just a matter of trying to get into the end zone right now. Everything's clicking for this Panther offense.
Well, right now they're about to kick it away to a couple of dangerous return men and waiting at the five-yard line. And this looks like, is that Shankweiler? Are we going to get, that's Shankweiler has it teed up. Thought we might see Miles Furman tonight in the kicking game. But Shankweiler has it ready to go, and Tigers ready to receive.
Jocelyn and McKee back to return the kick. Jocelyn on the far side. And he's able to return it about the 7-yard line. Comes to the near side. He gets a block. Still on his feet. Here goes Brian Jocelyn. He dives past the 40. Great starting field position for the Tigers. 4:58 here in the second. Trailing by 11.
Jason Angle on the tackle and now has something to ask the referee. Claims he was being held. But Panther defense on its heels a little bit. And again, very good field position here for the Tigers, with 4:58 to play here before half. And we'll see what they, lots of different formations, lots of different options here. Gives the defense a lot to think about. So here, this is something that the Panthers have not seen yet. Two wide receivers and now an H-back.
It's going to go to box on the near side, and he is headed at the line of scrimmage by 32, but he was able to bounce off of it, and that's what makes him so dangerous. Not the first contact. He's able to stay on his feet and make a play and get positive yardage.
Anthony Crawford just lowered the boom in the backfield, but credit box, and I was watching game film from last year. When the Panthers took him on up high, they didn't do well. When they cut out his legs, that's fine. But Box is the kind of guy who can carry some tacklers. Mm-hmm. I remember him and his younger brother from youth wrestling days. So, again, these are tough, strong kids. And Box did well to pick up two right there.
Second down and eight. McKee and Box, the wide receivers. Donofrio as well. McKee goes in motion to the near side. He's going to be a lead blocker for Brian Jocelyn on the outside. But nothing doing. Panthers are able to hold the edge. Going to be about a loss, if anything. They're going to say no gain. Third down and long, 4 minutes until halftime.
Greg Belville stepping in tonight at inside linebacker. Saw a little time last week at outside linebacker. Again, the Panthers without co-captain and senior linebacker, three-year starter Evan Blake. So without Blake in the lineup, a little bit of shuffling in the defensive side of the ball especially. But Adams at linebacker tonight and Greg Belville on the inside. We've seen him flow into the ball very nicely. And now third and long.
Empty backfield for Paoletti. You see they go hammer screen trying to get their guys in motion as we're at 3:30 here in the second. Paoletti, clean snap, feels the pressure, he's rolling to his outside, throws it on the near, incomplete, flag flies. So it's going to be incomplete pass intended for his target on the outside. We'll see what the penalty is.
Excellent pressure there from Hunter Mazur. Had Paoletti thrown it a little sooner than he would have liked. Now it's funny with the flag on this near sideline. The play flowed away from us.
I was thinking maybe somebody lined up off sides.
Or an eligible man downfield. Yeah, that's, again, the play came in very late, the flag. And that'll happen when you have a circumstance where your quarterback's scrambling. Those linemen are expecting, sort of having a clock in their head on how long to hold their blocks. And just good coverage that time by the Panthers secondary. And we're going to see a punt for the first time tonight. Or so we think.
That's what you think. Yeah. Exactly. As it's going to be fourth down, incomplete pass. Punny's declined. It's going to be O'Brien in the boot this one away. He's already made a 36-yard field goal. Well, now that he wants to talk about it, see, potentially back him up, I got to think you just take the down, right, Brian?
Fourth and eight or third and 13. Well, you know, I if I'm Coach Clancy with 3:22 left and my timeouts in my pocket, I'm thinking they're going to decline the penalty and say, yeah, kick it to us. Let's see if we can get the offense back on the field. So Matt Schuler and Alex Hemingway await the punt back inside their 20-yard line. O'Brien awaits the snap. Fourth and eight. Spot it. Now another whistle pre-snap here. Let's see. Did the Panthers line up offsides? If so, this will certainly be fourth and three.
It's going to be against the Tigers' legal procedure. Okay. Backs them up. Now it's fourth and 13.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I mean, honestly, if that's against Strathaven here, now you might be thinking.
Now you consider it. Exactly.
Now you're thinking fourth and three. You're down 14-3. And the Tigers maybe a chance to keep the offense on the field. But now fourth and 13. So awaiting the punt snap is O'Brien at his 26-yard line. Schuler and Hemingway await at their 25. Snap is a good one. Kick is away. High spiral. This will be Matt Schuler. Has got it at the 25-yard line. He makes one man miss momentarily, but nice job slowing him down till he got help. I don't know. Hard to see who that first contact was, but
that's
enough
Simpson. Simpson wraps him up on the far side.
Great job there with first contact and waiting for help. So Strathaven will start at their 23-yard line, moving left to right. They lead it 14-3 with 3:04 to play here before halftime. And, you know, no big plays yet tonight for the Panthers in terms of chunk yardage. You had a couple of 12 and 13-yard runs, but this was similar to what we saw against Radnor. Matt Schuler had a 36-yard touchdown run. That was by far the biggest play from scrimmage of the night. Here, wing tee, split end to the right is Willette. On first down, the little guard trap right up the middle, waiting for it that time were the Tigers, as Mazur goes nowhere. No gain on the play. Nice job there by the Tiger front.
Absolutely, as Ebert and company were able to wrap him up before he got anywhere, as Ryan Lane as well in on the tackle. Second down and 10, big spot right now for the Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, really, Strathaven, wouldn't they love to tack on another one here before halftime? But a long field in front of them. Willette split end to the right. Wing to the right as well is Barlow. On second down and 10, Ryder back, and they run the sweep to the left side. This is Barlow, who's going to be wrapped up pretty quickly. They've caught on to that sweep after the fake inside here. First time he tried it, went for 10. Next time, 5. This time, only about 2 or 3 when they spot it. Let's see. Going to put it down at about the 25-yard line. Third down and 8 upcoming. Clock continues to melt.
Flying to the ball was C.J. Lane, the Tigers' leading tackler. Last week and last season, you need a big stop here. Third down and 8 as we're under 2 minutes until halftime. Tigers can get decent field position if they're able to get off the field.
Be interesting to see Coach Clancy. He may want to melt the clock a little bit and then call a timeout here.
That's what he's doing.
He's keeping Ryder on the sideline, and he's going to call timeout here and give himself third and 8. But don't want to kick it back to Marple too quickly here if it doesn't go your way on third and 8.
But that's the thing. Marple Newtown has timeouts. Right. They have Paoletti, and you said they don't have chunk. That's what everything's going for Marple Newtown's chunk plays. We'll step aside real quick with the timeout. Tigers trail 14-3 with a minute 35 remaining. You're listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tigers Radio Network.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit. Or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Now, Brian, this is the spot in the game where I turn to Steve Reynolds, who's normally a color commentator, and go, you know what? You're the coordinator. What are you doing? Third down and long.
Honestly, in this case, knowing Coach Clancy and what he likes to do, it wouldn't shock me to see a running play and force Marple to use a timeout, try to get that clock running. Now, do you have the talent in the passing game to do it? Yes, but you also want more than maybe 5 or 6 seconds off the clock in case it falls incomplete. Two tight ends, wing T behind Ryder. Third and 8 from their 25-yard line.
Trying to get Marple Newtown to jump.
Yep. Long count. Give inside. This is Mazur, who's going to be wrapped up after a gain of maybe 2 or 3. Excellent job there by the Tiger defense. Timeout is called, and so there you go. 5 seconds off the clock, but it does force Marple to burn their first time out. So Marple calls timeout. You're looking at 4th and about 7 or so. And, again, probably see Charlie Shankweiler and the punt team for the first time this season.
We'll step aside real quick with a minute 30 remaining. Tigers trail 14-3. Coming out, Marple Newtown should get the punt. You're listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tigers Radio Network.
You need an electrician in your era? Terra Electric LLC is about...
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Back in the studio at HavenFootball.net, and Andrew Kaufman, you're going to have to do a new stat this year. This is a punt, the first of the season upcoming here for the Panthers. High snap, pulling it down to Shankweiler, and he gets off a beauty. High spiral, fair catch, signaled for and made by Box at the 36-yard line. And I'm sorry, I jumped in and stepped on your toes there. Nothing too exciting there on the play,
thankfully. Didn't miss much.
All right. So Dave DePasqua takes over the play-by-play here with a minute 23 before halftime, and the Tigers with a chance to get something going before half, and again, we'll get the opening kickoff back to start the third quarter. So we'll see what the Tigers can put together.
So the Tigers come out. They have 2 timeouts, a minute 23 till halftime. They get the ball to begin the second half as the ball spotted on the 43-yard line. That's where this drive will begin for Paoletti. He's under center. 4 wide receivers. See if they go to Box. It's going to be handoff Box. He cuts it back, makes one man miss. This is Charlie Box through his thing. He's got the first down. Clock will stop to move the chains. He's in the Panther territory. Ball spotted now on the Panthers' 48-yard line. That's Charlie Box as Tigers go no huddle. Clock runs. Now box goes empty backfield to the near side. See if they toss it to him. Paoletti, empty backfield. Minute 07, minute 06. Paoletti going over the middle. That's going to be incomplete, intended for Small. Number 32 in on the play in Crawford.
Anthony Crawford, excellent drop there in coverage as the inside linebacker. Just stayed home, waited for that slant to come to him, and nice job knocking the ball loose after, box ripped off a 13-yard run. Five carries for 45 yards already. But the Panthers so far bend but not break. Have 61 seconds here to do more of the same here if you're a Panther fan.
The incomplete on the slant, the Small, isn't the worst thing in the world. It
right.
stops the clock. A minute and 1 second left. Ball spot on the 48-yard line. Second down and 10 for Paoletti. Empty backfield once again. Five wide receivers. Paoletti is going to be thrown to the near side. The Small, he's near the sideline. He's going to get out of bounds. So not only does he pick up a chunk of yards down to the 39-yard line, he's able to get out of bounds, preserve that timeout, and have 55 seconds remaining. They're actually going to give him forward. It's going to be spotted at the 37-yard line. Great job by Small to know where you're on the field. And that's a heck of a throw by Paoletti. He's on the right hash. He's got to throw completely to the other side of the field. That's a senior quarterback using every ounce of his strength. As now it's first down and 10 from the 37-yard line. Empty backfield again for Paoletti. He's got trips on the far side. Paoletti. It's going to be 1, 2, 3, pitch and catch. That's going to be Small once again. So it's going to be quick hitters for Paoletti, but you got to watch the out and up if you're the Panthers.
Yep, and again, right now, content to give up these 5, 6, 7-yard chunks. They'll give him Small seven yards on that one, second down and 3 upcoming. But Small, he's been on the receiving end of all 3 of Paoletti's completions thus far tonight. 3 of 6 for 25 yards passing so far for the senior quarterback. But 50 seconds, it's a world of time when you still have 2 timeouts left from the 30-yard line. Again, 5 wide, empty backfield. Panthers looking for a defensive stop, and Marple chipping away.
That's McKee going in motion. He's now in the slot. Watch him, the junior wide receiver, had a touchdown last week against Harrodin. Paoletti, empty backfield. He's looking that direction, steps up. He's going to throw it towards the sideline, incomplete. So it was intended for McKee. It does stop the clock. 46 seconds remain. 3rd down and 3. You got 2 downs to try and get that first down. Your Tigers, you also got 2 timeouts in your pocket.
Nice work there by Christian Mazur on the pass rush. This is not something that's going to explode out on the stat sheet here, but just that rush that forced Paoletti to step forward, didn't quite have his feet under him there, and then without that front shoulder pointing at your target, that's a very tough throw for a right-hander firing almost laterally to that first, right sideline.
Now, the Tigers haven't had Paoletti roll out and just run. That's an option for the senior quarterback as it's completely empty backfield once again, especially with that pass rush coming around the outside. We'll see if they use a draw. Paoletti drops back to pass. Looking, going over the middle. It's going to be caught by McKee, and he's fighting towards the end zone. He's in! Paoletti to McKee. He's in. He is in the end zone for Marple Newtown. He gets him back in the game with 37 seconds left until halftime.
Terrific block by the other wideout just outside the goal line there. Sprung him again. McKee did well just to hang on to that. Had it juggled and finally pinned it to his shoulder pads at about the 5. And again, better job by Paoletti that time, sliding forward, but kept his feet under him and delivers a strike on that slant. And again, we have ourselves, as expected, a tight ball game here.
Nothing. We expect anything else? As Cooper Conroy hold, O'Brien's kick is up and good. 14-10 in favor to Stratton. 30-yard touchdown, Paoletti to McKee right before the half. Well, step aside. You're listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tiger Radio Network.
Are you thinking of...
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, and you're listening to High School Football right here at havenfootball.net.
14-10 Panthers.
Just over a minute off the clock there for Marple Newtown. They still have their timeouts. Again, nice work there with a couple of short sideline throws and then came over the middle with a connection. That's the first receiver other than Small to make a play for the Tigers tonight, and that's a big one. 30 yards for the score with 37 seconds to play before half.
We've seen two different things, Brian. Chunk plays from Marple Newtown and methodically going down the field. Two different strategies, and that's why we have this game.
Well, Panthers are going to need a big play, and a week ago, Christian Mazur brought it in the kick return game, and here at this point, now's a short kick this time. Nice job by Aiden Prochniak to cut it off and take a knee at the 29-yard line. So no big play there for the Panthers in the return game, and with 35 seconds to go, two timeouts in their pocket. It wouldn't shock me to see them take one shot here, but again, it'll be... It'll be interesting. You haven't had, aside from Blackburn in the early going, where they missed him. They just flat out missed him. Now they scored a few plays later. It didn't ultimately hurt them. But it's not like you've had receivers running free on the few times that Riders drop back to pass.
Now, you know, Boggs in the secondary, he's going to be looking to make a play, especially if only 35 seconds remain. We'll see if they stick to the ground.
Wing T, two tight ends. Ryder, under center, give it to Matt Schuler. And he's the guy who can make a big play, makes one man miss, spins his way across the 33 out to the 34-yard line. Gain of about four on the play for Schuler. Clock ticks, 23 seconds, 22 seconds. Nobody in a hurry to stop the clock. And I don't think the Panthers will need to snap it again, honestly. As clock ticks, 12 seconds, 11 seconds, Ryder jogs the play in, and I think we are headed to halftime. Strathaven 14, Marple Newtown 10. So, speaking of halftime, Dave and I will step away for a few minutes, and thanks for tuning in and supporting all the sponsors that you hear about through the Tiger Radio Network. You heard a number of those sponsors leading into the game. You'll hear a number of them now. Mm-hmm. And certainly those of you who check out havenfootball.net, we thank all of our sponsors for sticking with us. Especially this year. You know, we know that a lot of these local businesses had a struggle through the spring and early summer, but we hope for all of them they're bouncing back, and more than anything, just super thankful for their support of the student athletes and the programs here year after year. So with that, we'll take a short time out. It's senior night here at Marple Newtown, but we'll be back in just a few moments.
Take a breath, and
we'll be back for what.
Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
And welcome back, and we're going to get Pete on the phone here in a second. If I can figure out how to do this, I don't know why it's giving me so much trouble. Well, let's do it manually. Anyway, I'm working out of my home, and as is Pete, with Brian at the game doing the play-by-play, as you heard. We're going to try to get Pete on the phone now. There we go. It's ringing, and we'll talk about the game a little bit while we have the halftime going. If he answers, there he goes. Hey, yes. Pete.
Yes.
All right. Quite a game we got on our hands, huh?
Absolutely. A great game. The first punt of the season for Haven was just about a minute or two ago, and they've gone almost six quarters without a punt. But very well-played game on both sides. No fumbles, no turnovers. It's just been great football.
No doubt about it. And I got to tell you, they have really done a job containing Marple Newtown. I have some stats I've been keeping as I go along. If you take a look at, you know, Charlie Box had about 120 yards, I think, from Marple Newtown. He's had a couple of big runs. He's only carried the ball five times for 46 yards. And two of those runs were the first one was 27 yards, second one was 13. So they've kept a pretty good leash on him. And so far, I mean, Paoletti's had that great pass towards the end of the second half. But other than that, they've kept Paoletti in check. He has thrown the ball eight times for a total of 56 yards. But his biggest gainer was the last play that they had in the second half, which was for 30 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, we got a 14-10 game here. I would say that what I've seen, Haven has been dominating. But I'll tell you, that last series for Haven, I'm beginning to it looks like Marple Newtown's starting to sniff this thing out. So they may have to take a look at a little bit of a change coming into the game.
Well, what I noticed in the first half, Mike, is in that first drive, and it was a great drive, 10-minute drive, many, many runs. They're all runs, actually. But they were getting 1, 2, 3, 4 yards up the middle. A few times they went wide, there was space there. And it was, a 14 or 15-yard gain on the left side by Barlow. And I think in the second half, if Haven wants to move the ball a little faster, a little more, you know, efficiently, they have to run the ball wide, a little bit wider, because they're waiting for them right in the middle.
Well, I agree with you.
If they go wide, I think there's yards to be had.
And I noticed that the running backs, I don't know what their specific assignment is, but it looks like they had the option to turn up if they see light or run wide. And there were a couple of times, I think Barlow in particular, he had one towards the end. I mean, they ended up scoring anyway, but he made a wide left run and then for some reason turned it up. And I thought, why? You had the whole field over here that, you know, you could just turn on the jets and try to get outside. You would have gained a quick, I think you would have gone in for the end zone, but at least you would have picked up an extra 10 yards. So they're going to have to take a look at that if they've had the time. I'm sure their coaches are understanding all that. In the meantime, let me give you some numbers for Strathaven. Excuse me, Adams is the leading yardage and leading, well, actually he's tied with Mazur with a number of carries, eight. Adams has 40 yards and Mazur is 25. Schuler has seven carries for 33 yards. Barlow with four carries for 26 yards. And Ryder has two carries for 4 yards. And, of course, one was a quarterback sneak for a touchdown. And then Adams got that second touchdown on his last play of 3 yards. So, you know, by and large, it's been a very, very good game. I think that, you know, what I'm going to look for this half, I think, and of course, we'll probably be able to tell in the first series for Marple Newtown is to see whether Haven can, number one, stop Marple Newtown from scoring, and number two, whether they can wear them down. That's what they did last week against Radnor. They just, you know, it was a close game in the first half, and then Haven just wore down Radnor.
I think, Mike, in the second half, they have to use Adams a little more, and they have to use him a little bit wider, not off the tackle, but a little wider than tackle, because he can break one out there. And you saw that one play where he carried guys 7 yards on his back.
Right.
And I think he's got to touch the ball a little more than eight times the second half.
I'm not too sure how interested Coach Clancy is in picking up a lot of yards at a time. I think if he can run down your throat and run hard for 6 or 7 yards on average, which is what they did last week, I think he's going to be more than content to do that, mix in a couple of throws. I mean, two passes that Ryder threw? Yeah, one was incomplete, and boy, that one would have been a beauty. Well, to
he had his tight end wide open.
Yeah, and just missed it. So, you know, and then he threw to Mazur for 12 yards, which was a nice pass. So, you know, they've got that potential, and they haven't used him much in the first half. Of course, that's not Clancy's game, and as long as they're making those first downs, they're going to, you know, seven yards in the pile of dust.
Running play after play after play, and the Tiger backfield starts creeping up towards that box line and squaring
right,
in there.
Right.
That's when you break one guy out of the backfield, or not out of the backfield, but loose downfield, and you can score on a big one.
Right.
So I got a feeling that we may see a couple of passes in the second half, but Clancy's going to stay with his ground game. I just think he's got to continue the ground game, but move it a little bit more to the left and the right of tackle rather than right down the middle. I think there's more space and more yards to be had if he does that.
Well, he likes that quick release up the middle. I've only seen that quick reverse inside once so far, which didn't get a lot of yards. Of course, those are the kind of plays that, you know, you see on film, you start to defend against, and you look for the formation, you alert your defense, you know, that kind of stuff. So what works in the first game or two may not work beyond that. And of course, even here with Marple's big bodies, although Dave DePasqua, who's the play-by-play guy for Marple Newtown, made the comment, you know, that even though Marple Newtown's got some weight on the defensive line and certainly outweighs Strathaven, they are getting pushed around pretty good. Now, they toughened up in the end, but that was, you know, at the end of the second half, you kind of knew what Strathaven had to do. You knew they were just going for yards. So they were going to, you know, tighten up in the middle, and Haven played it very conservatively and was willing to punt. That cost them a touchdown, I'm afraid. So it wasn't the best philosophy in the world. But on the other hand, I understand. I would have been a little more aggressive had I been Haven, just to try to keep the ball. If I'd gotten that first down, then I would have just backed off and said, well, you know, let's go in with a 14-3 lead. Now they're at 14-10, and Marple gets the ball first. So it's going to be an issue. But
yeah, if Marple continues to want to throw the ball, they got to get a little more pressure on their quarterback there. I mean, I don't know if they could maybe bring another guy, you know, from another area at the quarterback. But if you let him stand back there, he's going to hit some targets.
Right, no doubt about it. All right, well, we got to go. We got to get back going. So,
and also, let me just say one last thing. This has been a great broadcast. I'm watching it here on my screen, my big screen. Brian on offense and on. In Marple when they have the ball, it's just been a great game and a great broadcast game. It's really working well.
And the halftime's best. All right.
Yes.
We'll be back in a little bit, and it's 14-10 Strathaven. We're going to the second half. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net, for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football, or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day.
Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven.
Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Marple wanted, but they bounced back with that next possession.
Absolutely. As Marple Newtown had the chunk plays, Charlie Box was able to break free, bounce it to the outside, get Marple Newtown in Strathaven territory. A few plays later, doesn't go Marple Newtown's way. They stall. They decide to go for a 36-yard field goal. Jimmy O'Brien nails it right through the uprights. 7-3. Strathaven responds.
Responds with another very nice drive. The big play in that one, that second drive, was really, just a couple of nice, solid runs from Schuler and Adams. And then one big play that got him down inside the five, a shoestring catch by Christian Mazur at the far sideline, knocked out of bounds at the two-yard line. And, again, Jack Ryder's only completion of the half. He's one of two for those 11 yards, and that set up Jarris Adams punching it in from the two. And, 14-3 with 5:07 to play before half. And again, Panthers looking like, okay, they could maybe start to pull away from this with another defensive stop. Actually got it, right? Got mm-hmm. that defensive stop. But then again, first stop of the night for the Tigers forces Strathaven into their only punt of the season so far. And again, made a nice short drive with a relatively short field. And boy, that touchdown with 37 seconds left really felt pretty good for the Tigers.
Marple Newtown took over with a minute 23 on the clock. Paoletti, the senior quarterback, was able to take his team down the field. A few passes to the outside that got Small involved. The big play was going over the middle. McKee was able to do the yak yards after the catch. He was able to cut it back to the near side and find the end zone and answer for Marple Newtown to potentially double up Strathaven, because all momentum was going the Panthers' way. Tigers get the big chunk plays of the first half and get them back into the game. They trailed by four, but will get the ball to begin the second half, and that's where we're at. Methodically going down the field, eating up clock. Marple Newtown only needing a minute 23 seconds to try and score.
And with those chunk plays, Strathaven for years and years and years, the defensive philosophy has been bend but don't break, feeling like, look, it's very difficult for high school teams to put together 10 or 12 successful plays in a mm-hmm. row. Eventually, if you can give up, all right, a five-yard out here and there. But, again, Panthers had some trouble with Radnor last week, tackling in their secondary. Had it happen just one time tonight, but that one time ends up with a 30-yard touchdown in the final minute of a half and feels a little different now for the Panthers, saying, coming out of the locker room, the locker room being the back of the end zone these days.
That's right.
The halftime break, feeling like we need some defensive adjustments here all of a sudden. And, to their credit, they did that against Radnor last week, gave up three huge touchdown plays, 50, 70, and 56 yards last week. Mm-hmm. So the Panthers, they've had their moments on defense where they've looked very, very good, but just one play here and there has come up and bit them. But Marple getting the football back, moving from our vantage point right to left here as we start this third quarter, has a chance for a lead. With as much as it felt like Strathaven was dominating for much of the first mm-hmm. half, honestly, the total yardage is about even by my count. Again, these are unofficial mm-hmm. stats, but, not eye-popping. Paoletti, 55 yards passing. Box with 45 yards rushing. Just over 100 yards of offense by my count. But, hey, so it's the stats don't matter if the score is tight, and that's where we are here to start this second half.
On the far side is Jocelyn. On the near side is Box to return the kick. It's going to be Jocelyn from the 10. He's on the far side. He cuts it back to the near. He's able to make one man miss, lowers his shoulder. He's going to be tackled by number 54. That is Nate Perlman. Good job by him to wrap up Jocelyn. It's no easy task. He's a big boy. He's the Thunderback for the Tigers. They take over here. First drive of the second half, 11:54 here in the third quarter. Ball's going to be officially marked at the 26-yard line.
Panther defense will, again, same guys that started the game out on the field again here. We'll see what Marple breaks the huddle with. Lots of different formations in the first half. Four wide and a single setback to start here in the third quarter.
Paoletti under center this time. Box the back. See if they go to him. They do. Make one man miss, but number 28 was unable to make box. Bring him down to the ground. You talked about that earlier. He's able to break tackles, and that's what makes him so elusive. He's able to bounce off one, make another guy miss, and then he's gone.
Probably could have been a gain of one on the play. Instead, you're looking at second down at a long two here. And that's just credit to Box there, in large part. Now, if you're the defensive coordinator for Strathaven, you say, come on, you've got to make that tackle. But, Box is a talented runner, strong, makes, he can make people miss, but he can run through people too. Missed tackle there for the Panthers has the Tigers in second and short.
Second down and two. We see if they go right back to him. They do. Duke move applied. There goes Charlie Box. Sidesteps another. He's down the midfield. Feed the junior tailback. Two plays. Goes to midfield. Charlie Box is adding on the yards.
Adding on the yards indeed. And again, Dave, you and I were talking before the game to say, look, as much as traditionally Marple Newtown's like to throw it all over the field, I said I'd hand it to the tailback 40 times tonight, honestly. Mm-hmm. Show Strathaven until Strathaven stops him. I wouldn't do anything different. And so here you have that same formation with an H-back.
And now they go to Box off the far side. Strathaven shot out of a cannon from the linebacker position, was able to bring him down. Gain of one. Three carries for Box on three possible plays.
Well, Belleville and Crawford, a much better job tackling that time. And Box, just over the midfield stripe here at the Strathaven 49. 10-15 and counting to play here in the third. Marple trailing 14-10, but again, trying to get the legs moving here. And, the legs wearing number two in orange at the moment.
Got that right. As there's 10 minutes to go here in the third, trips formation on the near side. Paoletti. He's going to roll that way. Looking, plant his feet, wants to throw it to the near side, and is going to be reeled in by the junior wide receiver Mike Schumacher. So McKee, the junior, was able to get the touchdown. Now another junior is able to reel it in, gain a few yards, and now you're almost in that no man's land after you pick up a few.
Gain of just three on the play, and again, nice job. A little minor adjustment there for Marple Newtown in pass protection that time. They had a back stay in and help chip mm-hmm. on Christian Mazur, who was frankly a terror in the pass rush. Had Paoletti on the run for most of the first half.
It's not going to show up in the stat sheet, but he is getting pressures in his face, altering throws. Third down and six for Paoletti. He's got four wide receivers, Box the back. They're going to hand it off to him. He's got a lane. Here goes Charlie Box. He breaks free. 30, 25, 20. And he's going to be wrapped up. He's in the red zone. Number 25, and Mazur was able to make the tackle, but Charlie Box has been the feature back so far.
29 yards later, Mazur tracks him down from the defensive end spot, which is no small feat there. Box checks out, gets a breather. Joslin in, but he's done most of the work here. All but three of the yards on the legs of number two here in this opening drive to start the half. I have him for 98 now on just nine carries.
The Garbett Hanson Real Estate Team red zone, first down and 10 from the 20. This time is Brian Jossum bouncing it to the outside. Not quite elusive as Charlie Box. He's a bigger back. He'll fight for those extra yards. He is very tough to bring down. You're going to have to game tackle him.
They do. Three white shirts around him, and Chase Barlow in on the cleanup there. Brings up second down and about eight, I guess.
Yeah, they're going to give him two on the carry. Second down and eight, just under 9 minutes to go here in the third. Marple Newtown threatening. They're in the red zone. See the Tigers go through the air. You got two wide receivers. Lane the up back. Jocelyn the tailback. Paoletti. It's going to be a handoff to Brian Jocelyn. Full seam ahead. He goes, leans forward, fights for a few extra yards. He's down inside the 15. So you need to mark him down around the 12. It's going to be third down and short as McKee checks in. Out goes Lane.
Any positive yardage here for Marple Newtown probably puts you in four down territory. Box back in there as well. So, again, effective there for Joslin. Not eye-popping stats, but you take 7 yards there on two carries, keep the clock moving, and now knocking on the door, third and short.
See, they go back to the tailback in box. Paley under center, 4 wide receivers, 3rd down and 3. They do go to Box on the far side. He makes one man miss. He's got the first down. There goes Charlie Box. He's down inside the 10. Make it the 6. Charlie Box has been the go-to guy. As it's unofficial on our stats, but he's close to that century mark.
Yeah, I have him just over that at 103 right now. From the 7-yard line, first and goal with the sticks down on the far sideline. Marple Newtown trailing 14-10, 7:39 and counting to play here in the third quarter. This is almost a mirror image of the Strathaven opening drive, where you're just, you know, marching it down the field. They're in the red zone a lot faster, though.
Paoletti under center. It's going to be a handoff the Box. He's trying to bounce it to the outside. He's finding his way. He's going to be wrapped up as he's down at the 4. He's able to get a few yards. They got 3 more cracks to get into the end zone.
Again, better job that time. They try that stretch play to the left side. Better job by the Panthers flowing to the ball. And, the safety, Chase Barlow, coming up again. He's not afraid of contact. Again, he's got an outstanding wrestling background and just one of the better tacklers you'll see. But they are going to need more than one guy getting a hold of number 2 to bring him down.
It's going to be Paoletti under center. Box the back. They go right back to him. Let him finish off the drive. They do. Paoletti gives it to Box. He's in the end zone. Tigers take their first lead of the night.
Well, you know, as we said a couple of plays ago, aside from a couple of handoffs to Joslin, a short pass to Shoemaker, you know, that's, you know, all but 10 yards of that drive are on the legs of Charlie Box. And, you know, we, you know, not to speak it into existence entirely, but like we said, in the pregame, you know, he's your horse. And if you've got a big line that can maybe assert itself a little more than it did early on, this is where Marple, well-deserved taking the lead on that drive.
Conroy hold. The O'Brien kick is up and good. Marple Newtown takes a 17-14 lead. They score on back-to-back plays right before the half and begin the second half. Well, step aside. You're listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tigers Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school football never sounded so good, right here at HavenFootball.net.
MarpleNewtownFootball.com.
Welcome back. 10-play drive capped off by Charlie Box. But what's really saying? The whole drive was Charlie Box.
All but 10 yards of that 74-yard scoring drive on the back of number 2. And, he doesn't do it without a good push from the guys up front. The big guys up front, you know, didn't really get much going there, in the first half. But right there, you let them move forward instead of backwards and start to feel good about themselves. And certainly Marple, you know, coming back from a 14-3 deficit, now with a 3-point lead, Panthers need to change momentum here pretty quickly.
O'Brien to kick this one away. Brown, I'll let you take it.
Matt Schuler waits just inside the 10-yard line. Jairus Adams back there with him to his right and Christian Mazur to his left. O'Brien steps into it. Line drive kick, it'll come down. This will be Schuler from the 10. Up the right hash mark, looking for running room, and Schuler hits with a head of steam. Another helmet goes flying off. Is that Lane again?
He needs a new helmet, man.
CJ Lane, for the third time tonight, is going to have to leave the field. Schuler tripped up at the 35-yard line, and the Panthers trailing for the first time tonight.
All season, correct?
I guess it was. I think it was, yeah. Again, Ratner was... I'd have to go back and think about that. There were so many touchdowns last week, and it felt like, you know, there were moments last week where it felt like it was going to be Ratner's game as many big plays as they were ripping off. But here we go. Two tight ends for the Panthers from their 35, moving left to right in this third quarter. Gives to Jairus Adams. Off the left tackle, he's going to lower the shoulder and bang his way across the 40-yard line. Give Jairus 6 on the first down play, and that's how they'll draw it up. Jairus stayed busy with 20 carries last week. 8 carries for 36 yards in the first half. And again, talk about balance for the Strathaven offense. In the first half, I had Adams for 36, Schuler for 34, Barlow for 26, and Mazur for 23.
Doesn't get much more than that.
Here we go. Second down and four. From the 41-yard line, Panthers moving left to right, and they give it to Barlow, who his ball came out and will scramble for it, and it looks like the Tigers are on it inside the 40. Panthers turned it over three times last year, and this one stings a good bit here as the Panthers, trailing by three now, give it right back to the Tigers on their side of the field.
That is going to be number one on the recovery for the Tigers. The senior Ryan Simpson, the first turnover of the game goes in favor of the Tigers. They're in business. They're already on the opposite side of the field. Ball's going to be spotted on the 39-yard line. 5:54 to begin this drive for the Tigers as Simpson was able to pop and jump on it. Good awareness of him on the field, but you got to credit the big guys to jump and punch it out.
Absolutely. First turnover of the season for the Panthers here, and now, you know, they need the defense to step up and make a play.
Paoletti, shotgun, trips on the far side. Box on his right hip. Looking to his right, looking to take the home run shot. Now he's just going to step up in the pocket and take off. Here goes Paoletti, coming back to the near side, lowers his shoulder. Good job by him. He didn't have his target down the field, decided to tuck it and run, pick up a few yards, gives his offense some breathing room.
Gain of about six on the play, and, you know, after a turnover, you see it and you hear about it all the time. Hey, take your shot, you know, kick them while they're down kind of a thing. You know, frankly, I would still turn around and hand it the box over and over and over again.
Hey, give him a breather.
But that's right, that's right. And my guess is they come back to him here on second down and about four.
Ball spot on 33-4. A couple yards for Paoletti. This time it's going to be a handoff to Charlie Box. Bounced it to the near side, and he's going to be taken down from behind. Good job by the defensive end, and Mazur able to track Box down. That is no easy task.
Gain of five, though, and that'll move the sticks. So Marple in business now inside the 30-yard line. They'll spot this at 27. Okay. Well, good spot there for the Tigers, and good spot overall right now. 17-14 lead, 4:55 and counting to play here in the third, and moving forward is Marple Newtown with the lead and the ball knocking on the door.
4:45 here in the third. Tigers looking to add to their lead. 17-14. Tigers threatening once again. Ball spotted on the 27. Paoletti under center. Two wide receivers to the far side. Play action. Looking to take that shot. He's going to throw it deep down the field. He's got a man. It's going to be double covered. And that was dangerous. He had a man deep down the field. I believe that's Small. But he threw it into double coverage. That couldn't have been right back to the Panthers.
Chase Nangle in very good position there and made a nice jump for it and swats it away. Nice job that time by Hunter Christian Mazur again. Breaking down. Again, good pressure. Paoletti looked down at him and then just kind of heaved it up. Frankly, the Panthers would have loved a turnover there. That ball was in the air for a really long time.
Well, that changes momentum. Exactly.
Right.
And I was going to say earlier, this is where the Tigers like to take their shots. We saw it earlier, right before the second half. Now you got to think they're going right back to Charlie Box. Second down and 10 from that 27-yard line. Four wide receivers. Paoletti under center. We'll see if he wants to use that hard count. They need to talk this one over. Timeout, Tigers. They're first of the second half. They want to take a breather of 4:27 here in the third. We will as well. Tigers lead by 3, 17-14. You're listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tiger Radio Network.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Radio Network on MarpleNewtownFootball.com.
Welcome back. Second down and 10. Brian, you got to think they're going to hand it off the number two.
I would. I'd do it three more times and see how far you get. Honestly, you know, that to me, if I'm the offensive coordinator and I see that last pass up in the air and you know, very well could have been picked off, I think we're handing it off again if I'm Marple Newtown. And there it is.
It's going to be a pitch to Charlie Box on the outside. He's got big Ryan Lane blocking for him. He goes right behind him. He bounces free. He's in the end zone. Charlie Box, 27 yards out.
Well, that was not to say that we didn't call that one. But really, that's the recipe right now. I mean, he's the guy until you show otherwise, until you show you can stop him.
Let's be honest. He's been the man the last 2 years for the Tigers. He did everything. He led the Tigers in yards, receiving, total yardage last year as a sophomore. Now he enters his junior season. He had two touchdowns last week. He caps off a 27-yard run here for his second of the night. Out of a Conroy hold, the Jimmy O'Brien kick. Clean snap. Kick is up. The kick is good. Tigers lead 24-14. Strathaven's going to see it. They had to put it in the air, trailing by 10. We'll step aside. You're listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tigers Radio Network.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You're listening to the Tigers Radio Network on MarpleNewtownFootball.com.
Ryan Lane paved the way, 27 yards, Charlie Box. Tigers now up two scores. They're able to convert on the turnover in the kick this one away. Jimmy O'Brien.
27-yard scoring run that on the legs of Charlie Box, gave the Marple Newtown fans a scare with that pass that floated up there a little while. Strathaven could not take advantage, and the first turnover of the night turns into points for the Tigers. So here we go. O'Brien ready to kick it away. Schuler awaits, but it's a squib kick. It's going to take a high hop off the hands of Aiden Prochniak. Scramble for it, and Prochniak does well to fall on it at the 21-yard line. So a long field in front of the Panthers, who suddenly have seen 21 straight points here from the Tigers go the wrong direction.
Now, Brian, I think special teams got tired of seeing, you know what, Schuler can break one. He's got the speed. Yeah. He's got the acceleration. Well, let's not kick it to him, and I think that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, and Mazur ran one back 98 yards a week ago, so you can't go there. We know what Adams can do in the open field, so I would guess that the kick return game will have to come from some of the upbacks from now on. Two tight end set here for the Panthers. Wing T behind Ryder. 4:15 to play here in the third. Gives to Mazur with running room off the left side. Stiff arm, 35. Stiff arm again out to the 40-yard line. And there's Christian Mazur out to the 41-yard line. Give him, 20 or so. Let's see where they spot this.
He broke free on the outside. He had a one-on-one with the cornerback. Was able to make him miss. Joey Paoletti actually came up from the safety spot, giving Box a breather, able to make the play.
Good work there making the stop, and a nice work by Mazur. He is not a guy that you're going to catch if he has if you're just going one-on-one there. So, again, good work from the Tiger defense to collapse. Eight men in the box here. Second down give is to Mazur off the right side this time. He'll carry a couple tacklers out to the 44 for another gain of 3. So Panthers a little more pep in their step now, and again leading 14-3, now trail it by 10, 24-14. Still plenty of time to go, but it'll be up to the offense to put another one in the end zone, and certainly the defense will need a stop at some point soon.
Ebert able to make the tackle after a gain of 3 with 3:15 left here in the third.
Wing left is Matt Schuler. Give it to Barlow off the left side. He's going to bounce his way into the secondary again, pushing the pile there, ripping at that ball. They want a second turnover to the Tigers. Instead, Barlow lunges to the 49, brings up third down in about a yard and a half.
If you're watching the replay at home on the feed, you can see the Tigers holding up the tailback and punching the ball. That is especially taught to try and punch out the ball, create that fumble. As you're taught as a defensive lineman, hold them up. Good things can happen.
That's right. Here we go. Two tight ends. Prochniak to the right, Blackburn to the left. Third down and 2. Ryder under center. Give is to Matt Schuler. Dances his way into the secondary and lunges out to the 45-yard line. Gain of 6 more for Schuler and another Panther first down.
What makes Schuler so dangerous is he has great vision. He tried to bounce it to the outside, sees a crease, he's able to cut it back and shift. That makes him such a good basketball player as well. He has full range of the whole court. He does the same thing on the football field.
He provided a spark late in the year as a sophomore last year. And again, you can see he's learning to be a little more patient. We're not going to hit a home run every play. Take your four or five, or in this case, six, and another first down. Two tight ends for the Panthers. Wing T behind Ryder. Motion man is Barlow. They give it to Barlow. Sweep to the left side. Into the secondary. He goes. Barlow cuts back to his right. Pushing pile. Still on his feet. 25-20. Dragged down from behind at the 18-yard line. Chase Barlow explodes for another Panther first down. Gain of 27 for the junior.
Capello, and I believe that was Cantwell, chasing him down. But what a run. He's able to power his way into the red zone. That is the Garbett Hanson Real Estate red zone, as now we're inside the 20.
First and 10 from the 18. All 11 men in the box here for the Tigers. Give us the fullback, Mazur. He sprints into the secondary, dives forward down to the 5. It'll be first and goal. I think they'll put it down at about the 6. And there's another Panther first down. So, again, the offensive line responding here for the Panthers, just pushing people off the ball. And, again, four-headed monster in the backfield, even minus Evan Blake. A lot of weapons here. Can't just key on one guy. And the Panthers right now knocking on the door. First and goal to go from the 6 as Mazur ripped off a bunch more. Here it is on the sweep. This is Schuller. Terrific cutback, and he dives. Let's see. Just shy of the goal line, inches away. What a cut there. Stop on a dime for 23 in white. Give him 5 3/4. It'll be second and an inch from the goal line.
I've been thinking who he reminds me of. He reminds me of LeSean McCoy. He's able to move in and out especially well, and he doesn't slow down. That's the thing.
Right.
He continues to accelerate. Why not give it to him? You're on the 1. But you see if Ryder goes with the sneak.
Second and goal from the 1. Ryder under center. It is a sneak. They push. Good push from Ryan Lane getting back. But Mazur, I think, drives him into the end zone. He is. Second touchdown of the night for Jack Ryder. Good push from the backside that time. And suddenly we're back to
the seesaw.
Yep, the seesaw again. Panthers with a chance to cut the deficit to 3. Shankweiler on for the extra point. 31 seconds to play here in a fast-moving third quarter.
It's a great job by that offensive line to continue and push him into the end zone. The big extra point to make it 3 points. The kick is up.
Good.
Oh.
Sneaks it inside the left upright. That one floated up there for a while, and boy, Shankweiler got just inside that left upright to make it a 24-21 game. Marple and Newtown with the lead and about to get the ball back when we come back to Harry Harvey Stadium. Stick with us. Glad you joined us live on the archive on the Tiger Radio Network and Haven Football.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
NewtownFootball.com.
Welcome back. 78-yard drive capped off by a Ryder touchdown. Brian, momentum's going back and forth as Box and Jocelyn back to return the kick.
Well, you take care of the football. Terrific run from Barlow to set it up. Mazur as well. And now kicking it away is Shankweiler, and Panther defense will need a stop.
It's going to be returned by Jocelyn on the near side. Cuts it up the gut. He's past the 35. Getting around the 37-yard line. Decent field position for the Tigers. 24 seconds on the clock. You got to think one play, go to the 4th.
Yep, that's right. 24 seconds and, well, again, if you keep it on the ground, I would assume.
Right.
But I have Box for 143 yards on 14 carries and those 2 third-quarter touchdowns, which is the difference in the game at the moment. So, and now you got a substitution here for Marple Newtown on the offensive line. Looks like 73, Gavin Garbett, the 6'1", 200-pound junior, checking in. So we'll see. I didn't see who he's replacing at the moment. Oh, it's Ebert. Ebert's checking
out. Hey, he's taking a breather.
All right. So here we go. 24 seconds to play here in the third.
Paoletti under center. It's going to be a hand off the box on the far side. He's trying to break free. He's able to scoot his way past one. He's able to lean forward. Be marked down at the 44-yard line. Gain of 6 for the junior tailback. And that will do it for the third quarter. Marple Newtown leads 24-21 as we head to the fourth. You are listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tigers Radio Network. Newtown.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
For a complete listing of locations in the Delaware Valley. And remember, if it's not from the Philly Pretzel Factory, it's not a real pretzel.
You're listening to the Tigers Radio Network on MarpleNewtownFootball.com.
Welcome back to Harry Harvey Stadium. Marple Newtown leads 24-21. Central League showdown between the Panthers and the Tigers. The big difference in the game, the turnover to give Marple Newtown the lead, the 2-score advantage. Strathaven goes right down the field and answers.
And now it's time with fourth quarter action here. You know, the Panthers feel like they have some depth on the offensive and defensive lines. Not too many guys going both ways, but if Marple can hold up, and we started to see late in the third a couple of substitutions maybe to give guys a breather. But it'll come down to the lines here shortly.
There's supposed to be a quick pop pass to the outside. Paoletti's just going to run now, and he's got nowhere to go. The play was entirely sniffed out. It had box not completely on the line, but about a yard off of it on the far side. He wanted to do a quick pop pass. The defensive end recognized that, saw it on film, must have knew it was going to happen, because now it backs up to Tigers. It's going to be a loss all the way back to the 40, loss of 5. Paoletti couldn't throw it away because he already had linemen down the field.
Well, and again, great job there in pursuit on the backside by Aiden Prochniak to flush him. And as you said, Dave, the defensive end on the other side, Mazur, read it, stayed there with box, and really nowhere to go for Paoletti. So big 3rd and 8 coming.
Paoletti, shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers on the near side, 2 on the far side. On his right hip is box. Man goes in motion to the near side. That's small. See if he looks that way. He has pressure in his face. Paoletti looking, planting his feet. It's going to be thrown up for grabs, intercepted by Schuler. He's going to be wrapped up at the 42-yard line. We now seen a turnover apiece.
Well, what a job there in pursuit by Christian Mazur. I like the idea for Marple to roll him out and get him out of trouble. And Box comes out, comes up from the pile a little worse for the wear. We'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully he's okay. But, again, great job pressure. Paoletti, frankly, there was nowhere to go with that ball. That's one you probably throw into the ground. But great job, Matt Schuler, picking it off. He led the team in interceptions a year ago and now has them set up 1st and 10 from the Marple 42. Schuler wing to the left, 2 tight ends again. Ryder under center. Jarris Adams in the backfield. They give it to Schuler off the right side. Into the secondary he goes. Explodes. Cuts to his left. Shedding tacklers. He's inside the 20. Inside the 15 and slung down there. But it's Matt Schuler ripping off 27 and another first down for the Panthers.
Told Marple Newtown to keep feeding their tailback, Charlie Box number 2.
Yeah.
Feed number 23, if you're the Panthers, he's got everything clicking tonight.
He's got it going on right now. 72 yards for Schuler, 59 for Mazur, 61 for Barlow. Again, the four-headed monster doing the job in the backfield. The big guys up front, of course, as well. Ryder under center, 1st and 10. From the 14, it's his Jarris Adams. Not much room this time. He'll lunge forward for a couple, maybe. I think they'll put him, maybe a yard. Maybe a yard. And a great job by the interior line. Goodman and Lane in the middle just clogging things very quickly.
That's one thing that Marple Newtown's been doing a good job of is up front, especially inside the the guard position, at the center, and the A-gaps. To the outside is where they struggled tonight.
The off tackle, the Panthers have done a better job. Here's second down and nine. They trail by three here in the fourth quarter. Gave on the sweep. This is Schuler looking for room off that right edge. Has some room. Leaps his way across the 5-yard line, and it'll be first and goal from the four. Great job there by Schuler to pick up 10 more and set up the Panthers. First and goal to go with a chance to take the lead with a touchdown, a tie with a field goal.
That outside contain has not been there at all for the Tigers tonight. He had a great lane to run through, and he was able to bounce it to the outside. See if they go right back to it or if they go to Adams and try and pound it.
Jake Millett and Aiden Prochiak, great blocking over there, and the wingbacks do a great job blocking as well. They do go right back to it, and the Panthers, nothing doing this time. Tigers were ready. They sling down Schuler for a loss on the play back to the 5. Brings up second down and goal to go. So, hey, from your lips to God's ears, right, Dave? They said, we'll see if they go right back to it. And Tigers, nice job there making the stop.
It's going to be a loss of 1. Second down and goal from the 5. You see, they have options. Now, if it gets down to 4th down, that's when things get dicey.
Right. Well, that'll be decision time.
You got two more
time.
Downs.
Right. That'll be decision time. Do you play for the tie? Or well, these next two downs will tell the story here. Jairus Adams is your fullback. Wing to the left, now to the right is Barlow as they shift Schuler into the backfield. It's Adams, room off the left side. Nope, that closed quickly. Excellent job by number 7. Matt Cantwell waiting for him. And they're going to lose a couple more. Back to the 7.
Now this is when I'm going to put you on the spot, Brian.
Yeah.
Do you go to the outside or do you allow him to try and throw it again? We've only seen a handful of attempts and you...
There's not
Zach
a lot of room.
Have a big tight
end. They do with Blackburn and certainly with Aiden Prochniak. I'm guessing they keep this on the ground, frankly. I just don't know that there's a lot of room to throw this ball down here.
Gotcha.
Third and goal from just inside the 8-yard line. 9 men in the box. They give it now. Counter crisscross. This is Schuler. Bounces out to the right side. Stiff arm. He's going to dive, and he's going to be in for the Panther touchdown. Oh, the double handoff inside. Panthers get it done from the 8. Is Schuler for his first touchdown of the night, his 3rd of the year. And the Panthers retake the lead with 8:46 to play here in the 4th. And as you said, Dave, right back on the seesaw.
I was wondering where I was going to see that play, Bron. I saw that on film last week against Radnor. I thought they'd be saving it for a big moment, and that's exactly what they did. Marple Newtown had an opportunity to wrap them up along the far sideline, and now they're going to be rushing for this extra point, which is huge because it's only a 3-point game.
3-point game indeed. Ryder to hold. Shankweiler rushes on. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is no good. Pushed it wide right, and a 3-point game is where it stays, and with a big leg on the Marple side, that could end up being a big play later on. So we'll see what kind of big plays Marple has left in their pocket when we come back. Stick with us. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive right here on the Tiger Radio Network and HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
I'll let you call the play.
To Harry, Harry Harvey Field, where Matt Schuler has taken it in and given the Panthers a lead. Extra point, no good. So we've got a 3-point game, 27-24 Strathaven, ready to kick it away to Marple Newtown.
And it's just going to be a floater. It's going to be a return from the 28-yard line on the far side, giving Marple Newtown light, streaking down the sidelines on the kick return. Let's see who got that return.
One of the up men there. That's number 1, Simpson.
That's Simpson. So we've now seen Simpson jump on the fumble, and now a huge kick return. He is a special teams guy. He also is a wide receiver, defensive back. And now gives Marble Newtown light. The crowd erupts. 8:38 here in the 4th. Ball spot on the Strathaven 30. So they want to keep it away from box. And result, the up man's able to utilize his speed.
Yeah, Miles Furman on for the kick that time, and I'm hoping Shankweiler's not injured or anything like that. But again, tried something different with the lefty, just you know, sort of a directional short kick. But Simpson makes him pay, and now the Tigers in great position here to look to tie or go ahead.
Paoletti under center, four wide receivers, box the back from the 30. It's going to be a handoff to Charlie Box. Push up front. He's able to lower his shoulder, be down at the 25. 5 yards for Charlie Box, who's eclipsed over 150 yards rushing tonight.
You know, for me, Marple just has to be patient. I mean, really just be content with 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. The Panthers have, you know, they've stopped Box a handful of times, you know, over the course of his 16 carries. But, you know, there's also been a handful of double-digit yards on the run. So I would stick with this ground game as long as you can and get your big guys moving forward rather than back.
Second down and 5 for the 25. It's going to be a handoff to Charlie Box on the near side. He makes one man miss. He's going to be wrapped up down at the 15. Give him 10 yards on the carry. Don't tell Charlie Box that. He wants to punch that into the end zone.
Well, again, nice work there by Chase Barlow on the touchdown saving tackle. But, you know, you have a distinct size advantage up front if you're Marple Newtown. You've got the big guy Lane on the right side. Ebert on the other side as well. I would just keep pounding away and see if the Panthers have to do something different to slow it down.
First down and 10 from the 15. Handoff goes to Charlie Box, and he is going to be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. 54 and company able to make the play.
Great job by Perlman that time to get off his block immediately, just standing there waiting for it, and no gain on the play. Like I said, the defense has stopped Box a handful of times on these carries. But, again, you're second and 10 here. You're still in great position to tie the game at least.
Now, my question for you is, when do you start using your timeouts if you're the Panthers? Because now you're at 7 minutes to go here. The Tigers are in no rush.
Yeah, I think the Panthers are okay. I mean, just historically, they're content to hold on to those till the final 2 minutes even.
Paoletti under center, four wide receivers. The back is Jocelyn this time. He's able to get past one, but not a second. Good job by Nazer making initial contact. Another Panther able to clean him up.
Good job by Paoletti getting that exchange. He seemed to juggle that, or maybe even got stepped on coming out from under center. Greg Belleville on the blitz, and Mazur, a good job getting the tackle. But Paoletti, you know, that could have been trouble there for the Tigers. 3rd and 8 upcoming.
Third down and 8 as they're 6:15 here in the fourth. The crowd coming alive.
Well, we'll see how conservative they want to be here, but, you know, empty backfield. And now you're going to get a timeout on defense. Okay. Yeah, that's...
Marple Newtown? Or all right, he pointed to Strathaven.
Yeah,
okay.
Strathaven. Yeah, I just sort of thought, you know, 3rd down and 8, empty backfield. I would say, look, hey, keep pounding it here and see what happens.
Well, Marple Newtown can utilize that in different ways. We've seen the read option, utilize that, do play action over the top. They have a couple of different variations of that. Well, my personal opinion, Charlie Box has been the man.
Right, right.
Now, it's one of those situations when you're at the end of the game in basketball, I'll put an analogy, do you keep going to the guy or do you use him as a distraction and able to utilize that? So that's what you're kind of in there right now. So you're in 3rd down and long. You're in field goal range.
Yeah.
Do you take a shot?
No, I mean, for me, you're 5 out of 11 passing it with one interception and another that very well could have been.
Right.
To me, I think, you know, as you said, Box, you know, he's averaging, what, 18 carries? 18 carries, 164 yards. That's some quick math there, but he's almost double digits per carry at this point. Yes, they've held him in check for a handful of times, but, you know, if he goes and gets 5 or 6, now you're at 4th and 2, and you've got an extra point for a field goal to tie it. I'd be very careful here if I was Marple Newtown and the Panthers. You know, can't jump off sides here either. Panthers have to be smart here with empty backfield again.
3rd down and 8 for Paoletti. Drops back the pass. Throwing over the middle. Yep. Touchdown. And goes to Charlie Box nevertheless. His 3rd touchdown tonight. 2 on the ground. This time it's a 13-yard reception for Charlie Box.
Well, they made a liar out of me. And again, good job there just executing. better job of pass protection that time as well. It's one of the few times in the last, say, quarter and a half that Paoletti hasn't been on the run. And, again, caught him in man coverage. Box had a half a step and a good delivery from Paoletti for the score.
Big extra point here for O'Brien out of a Cooper Conroy hold. It's a three-point game right now. Clean snap. The kick is up. The kick soars through the uprights. 31-27, 5:57 left here in the fourth. We have a great one on hand for you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tigers Radio Network.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Hey fans, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you are listening to high school football right here at havenfootball.net.
The end zone touchdown, 13 yards out. We're back on the seesaw, 31-27 Tigers.
Well, you know, we just a 30-yard scoring drive, thanks to the terrific, you know, won't show up as part of the scoring drive, but setting it up is Simpson's return all the way to the 30-yard line. Again, it's a great, you know, roundhouse punch there from Strathairn with the interception, then a touchdown a handful of plays later, and for Marble to have a very short field to convert is just huge for them now. 5:57 to play here in the fourth, and the kickoff is going to be another low squib. It's going to come down to Jarris Adams at about the 17. Looking for room up the right hash, and now Jarris dances his way to the right side and then slips a little bit and is met there by number 10,
Small.
Joey Small. I want to not confuse him with...
he's got a brother,
Johnny.
Yeah, he's number five.
Yeah, Joey and Johnny. So Joey on the stop at the 34-yard line. So the Panthers trailing by four, 31-27, 5:51 to play here in regulation. And, again, four-point game. Panthers, you know, not in a position here to look for a field goal. So...
Everybody's in the box.
All 11 men within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage. Just Schuler on first down, and they just outnumber him that time. Well, they were waiting for it. C.J. Lane in to clean up, and Schuler is going to be stopped for maybe loses one. Generous spot, I think, gives him the line of scrimmage, and that's it. So 14 carries, 88 yards and a score for Matt Schuler tonight.
That's dangerous, though, Brian. You said everybody's in the box. That also means no one's behind you.
Oh, yeah.
If he's able to break one, he's gone.
Yep. And that's where, again, you just outnumbered that time, and that's where you might at some point, with maybe a little more practice and experience and everything else, you might check out of that play and see if you can find a tight end somewhere. Instead, second down and 10 for Ryder. And at the hash mark, it's Schuler again. They're just keying on him now. No one's going to say, they're just going to say number 23 is not allowed to beat us right now. They back him up to the 30 and a loss again on the play of four. Third and 14.
The senior Goodman is able to come from the defensive line position and wrap him up. We talked about prevent on the edges earlier in the game. Strathairn was utilizing the speed. This time, the big guy up front was able to push him back and clean him up. Huge third down, loss of four.
Willette checks in as a split end to the left. Tight end is Blackburn to the right. Schuler in the backfield with Mazur. Now they shift. Wing to the left is Schuler. Motion man is Barlow. Back to pass is Ryder. Looking. Has time. Great pocket. Deep down the middle it goes, and out there's Box, and a nice play by Willette to swat it away. Interception, was possible there, and Willette playing a little defense there.
He got a little lucky on that. That was an offensive pass interference as he got into Box's face. But here you're at fourth down and 14.
Yeah, you're punting. Yeah,
you got to punt this one away. Yep. You're going to trust your defense to try and get you the ball back. Burn those timeouts.
You'd have to, you know, look, you're going to have to get a defensive stop anyway at some point. Even if you convert there and march down the field, chances are Marple's getting back. Box comes off a little bit hobbled here. Not what you want to see if you're a Tiger fan.
And Jocelyn's now back to return. If you're the Tigers, you just let this one roll, most likely. 4:22, the clock is stopped.
And now the official's talking to the Strathairn sideline here. So this is seems to be an official's timeout.
But, I think as concussion protocol, talking to somebody off the field, it looked like.
Or an equipment issue? I don't know.
I mean,
we'll say, yeah.
Possibly. Well, I don't want to speculate. Yeah. But it's fourth down 14. You're in a punting situation. Box has been your guy returning. So Jocelyn has struggled in the last couple weeks about punt returns. Because Steve and I talked about it. Special teams is probably the last thing you're talking about, especially in a condensed season
this. Yeah,
you want to get your offense and defense down.
Limited practice time. So here's Shankleiler.
The ball
is loose. Through his hands. Oh, my. Scramble for it. Shankweiler has it. And is this a touchdown, or who recovered this? Or is this a safety?
It's safety.
A safety. Okay. Shankweiler had a snap go high over his head, through his hands, and all kicked it back into the end zone. And now Marple with a 6-point lead and the ball coming back.
And none other than Simpson was able to make the tackle.
Huge fourth quarter for number one in orange.
Absolutely. He's able to get the fumble recovery earlier in the game. He has the kick return all the way to the 30 to sets up Paoletti's touchdown, the box. Now he has the safety in the end zone to put the Tigers up 6, and they will get the ball. Huge, huge moment on senior night for the senior number one.
So, Strathaven, again, just a couple of mistakes tonight, really, that in a close game could be the difference. Now, they did get the one turnover that they had. Granted, they got it back on the shoulder interception and converted, but this one was a tough one. Again, this is not, you mentioned it just a second ago, Dave, you know, the special teams may not get as much attention in practice these days, especially with so many two-way starters for both teams, really.
You don't talk about how many times the Panthers scored.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't give you any reps.
Right.
And especially in a big moment like that, that one hurts as Marple Newtown is going to have McKee and Jocelyn to return this kick. And they're going to be set up, the Tigers I'm talking about, in good field position.
Likely to get it somewhere near midfield after this free kick. And Shankweiler will have it teed. It wouldn't shock me to see them try something on sides here. But we'll see.
Can you do an onside kick on a safety?
I don't know. And again, there's hold on. Marple's only had 10 on the field. They're trying to get another couple players out there. 4, 6, 8, 10.
They're
going to
call a timeout.
Now you've got to call time.
I believe that's the second time we've seen Strathaven's punting unit.
Yeah, that's right. So one in the first half and now one here. And again, crucial mistake there for the Panthers. But, you know, it's not just the mistakes. You know, you still have to give credit to the Tigers who, again, trailing 14-3, you know, have gotten the offense going, you know, just humming aside from the interception. Aside from the one interception, they haven't been stopped otherwise once that score was stretched to 14-3. So, again, Marple Newtown's done a nice job bouncing back. They've taken a couple of really big punches here from the Panthers throughout the night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some good resilience here from the Tigers.
Now, we're talking about Charlie Box, the whole entire time. This is the time you see Brian Jocelyn. Here comes the thunder. If Charlie Box is your lightning back, this is when you want to drain that clock. You have a four-minute offense. You want to try and drain as much time as you can. You're up by 6. You don't want to put the ball in the air. You want to try and just move those chains, drain the clock, make the Panthers take their timeout.
Right. And so the Panthers with two timeouts, Marple with two timeouts now as well after they use this one to get 11 men on the field for a kick return.
So and you want to make sure you get it right, especially in a moment like this.
Sure.
You want to talk that one over.
Yep. All right, so Shankweiler has it ready to go. He will punt it from the 20-yard line. And I'll turn it over to Dave for the return.
False start. That was interesting. All right, here's the punt. It's going to bounce into the hands from the 40-yard line as Brian Jocelyn makes one man miss, tucks the ball. He's in the Strathaven territory, sets them up in great field position at the 41-yard line with 4:08 remaining here in the fourth. Tigers want to drain the clock.
Well, again, as we mentioned a minute ago, even if the Panthers in that last drive have a nice drive and go down and score to take the lead, you're still going to need the defense to make one stop. You know, it's unlikely that they would have melted the entire clock. So that being said, here's the time. You need your defense to make one stop here in the fourth quarter, whether it was after a score or now pinned at your own 41-yard line on a short field for the Tigers. Defense has to make a play. Paoletti and Box looking to say otherwise.
From the 41, first down and 10. Why not go to him? Trying to bounce it to the outside. Uses his speed, and he leans forward past the 35. This game has been all Charlie Box on offense for the Tigers as they're able to get him to 34, actually, gain of 7. He's almost near the 200 mark.
I have him for 171 on the ground, another 13 through the air. So, yeah, he's approaching that in all-purpose yards for sure. And now clock becomes your enemy if you're a Strathaven fan here. Second down and 3. You need a negative play. You need a blitz or something that's going to catch somebody in the backfield here and do it in a hurry.
Paoletti under center. 323, 322, 321 here in the fourth quarter. Paoletti in, no rush. It's going to be a handoff to the outside for Charlie Box. Goes past one and utilizes. That's the wrong play. They blew,
They blew it dead, yeah. So Box bounced out of that pile, but
he's a slippery one. Yeah. I was trying to follow the play, and I lost it myself.
Yeah, now that was it's hard to say. He bounced out maybe because they heard a whistle and let up, but you know he's a guy who's not going to quit on it. But
regardless,
that'll pick up 3 and another first down, and again clock ticking here with 2:58 and counting to play in regulation. 6-point lead for Marple Newtown here, 33-27, and again a couple of big plays on special teams in this fourth quarter from Marple Newtown has set them up to bring it home on senior night.
I think you run behind 77. I think that's a good strategy for the Tigers.
Yeah. Over and over.
Run behind lane, the Division I commit with 2:34 here in the fourth. Paoletti's content on this, waiting for the ref to put his hand up. Last 5 seconds as they go to Charlie Box. And all the Panthers are keying in on number 2, and why not? Sell out, and here come the timeouts. Strathaven will burn a timeout with 2:22 left on the clock here in the fourth. Panthers trail 33-27. We'll step aside real quick. You are listening to Marple Newtown Football on the Tigers Radio Network.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier. Like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Now it's decision time. Do you try and just get that first down? The Panthers only have one timeout left. Multiple options if you're the Tigers and head coach Chris Kicking.
I think you're running the ball. Make them burn their last timeout after second down. And, hey, if you get a first down, you're in great, great shape if you're Marple Newtown. But even if you don't have a big play here, well, let's see what they come up with. Okay.
Insert into the game the senior Brian Jocelyn. Paoletti under center. It's going to be a handoff to the senior. Makes one man miss in the hole. Great vision, and he's able to get close down to the first down marker.
Third and about a yard and a half, and Strathaven uses their final timeout. So, I mean, this really is the ball game here. And third and I call it about 2. But, you know, if you can't get a stop here, Marple's going to be in great shape to just run out the clock and may not need to hand it off anymore, frankly. You might end up just taking a knee. It'll be very, very close, you know, depending on how this play goes. And down and distance will maybe be a moot point in just a few minutes. So the Panthers have to come up with something here to slow this thing down.
6 yards on the carry by Brian Jocelyn, who isn't talked about enough. He's the backup quarterback. He was a quarterback in sophomore year. They moved him running back last year. He's also on the outside. He plays defense. He is a utility player for the Tigers. And I'm interested to see what Coach Kicking has up his sleeve. You need 2 yards. Do you do Paoletti on the sneak? We haven't seen the sneak today by Paoletti. He's got some wheels. Do you bounce it to the outside for Box? Or are you just hammered home with Brian Jocelyn? You have options if you're Coach Kicking. You need 2 yards. I don't think you're going to kick the field goal. I think you got 2 opportunities to get the first down and put this one away.
I think it's Jocelyn between the tackles and say, look, even if you get no gain here, 4th and 2, still going to melt some clock.
Everybody is in the middle of the formation. It's going to be a handoff to Brian Jocelyn.
Ooh,
lucky that wasn't pushed back.
He's short. It is fourth, and it's going to be fourth and one, but the clock again beginning to melt here.
I don't know that spot. They're punting at the 21-yard line, and they're going to mark it a first down, and that one will do it.
Okay.
2:01 left here. Fourth quarter, Panthers out of timeouts.
Strathaven sideline disagrees here. But
he's trying to
move.
Point to one side of the field. Tigers like, let's go. Let's snap the ball.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I would have thought they would have measured, honestly. At least get a measurement out of that, given the circumstances now, because now you're just melting the clock while they set the chains. And that's, I mean, really, this is, as I said, a moot point if they pick up the first down. That's the award, and here we go, 129, 128. Tigers should do nothing more than snap the ball
and take a knee here.
Yeah, just find a way to get out of this.
Great game.
You know, great, great back-and-forth game. And, again, just a couple of mistakes by the Panthers were the difference, frankly, because, again, these two teams played it even otherwise.
Paoletti takes the knee. They're going to have to take another one with a minute five remaining. Charlie Box was all over the field. But you have to credit the senior class. You had Ryan Lane blocking for Box on the outside to set up the touchdown. Paoletti through the air had a pair of touchdowns, one to Box, one to McKee. And then you credit Simpson on special teams. The run back by him, the fumble recovery, and the safety. Everybody played a role. Strathaven was phenomenal tonight, as well as you said, it's most likely going to come down to the team with the last possession.
And it was, sure enough. I mean, really, it's... But again, a couple big plays in the fourth quarter on special teams, you know, were the big difference there with the kick return by Simpson to get to the 30, the botched snap for the Strathaven punt team that set up two very short fields, and really just, you know, again, a very good ball game. And again, the seniors, we said it coming in, the Tigers, this should be the year with all of that experience.
Right.
Strathaven graduated their entire offensive line. And for the Panthers to hold it, hang in there, and make this a close game, they have a lot to feel good about. But they're not going to want to hear that tonight, as it's official now. Marple Newtown has pulled it off 33-27 on probably the game of the week in the Central League. Everything we're hearing otherwise has been blowout city.
Great game between the Panthers and Marple Newtown Tigers. That's what you want to see in the Central League matchup. Next week, the Marple Newtown Tigers will play at Pencrest. You can read more about this game, get coverage of the entire 2020 season, and listen or watch an archive of this or any of our broadcasts at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at MNTigers. Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer of HavenFootball.net, thank you for helping us out.
Thank you guys. It was a lot of fun. And again, we've worked together on and off over several years. And again, in this particular year, everybody's having to be creative and making this thing fun. And, you know, just to have access at away games, and whether it's on the radio or on video or whatever else, we're just happy to get these things done for the kids. And that's really the point of tonight. We said, hey, we want to get everybody's voice involved for end of season highlights and everything else. So speaking of highlights, check out havenfootball.net during the week. We'll have our first home game finally next week as we host Harrington. But again, long time coming for a home game. But thanks again to Mike Mayer for engineering it back home, and Andrew Kaufman on the stats. And thanks to Jim Alsman and the whole crew at the Tiger Radio Network. Dave, it was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. Engineer and director tonight, Eric Kelling. All those instant replays you see are courtesy of that man. Co-executive producer, Greg Pecco. Community Outreach Director, none other than Sammy Snyderman. Social media tonight, courtesy of Charlie DePasqua. Statistician, Jim Alsman. Camera operator, Active Image. Marple Newtown Boosters Club, Mary Ellen Box, Deb DeFruio, and Anthony Paoletti. Athletic Director of Marple Newtown, Chris Gicking. Athletic Director of Strathaven, Pat Clancy. Legal services provided by Philip Press, Esquire of Norristown, Pennsylvania. Executive producer, none other than our very own Jim Alsman. I'm Dave DePasqua for the entire broadcast crew. Thank you for watching and listening to the Tigers Radio Network on MarpleNewtownFootball.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.